video games, movies, comics.
Podcast from Oscar Mike Media.
Hello everybody and welcome to the first Oscar Mike Media podcast of 2012, because things keep going wrong. This is episode 48 of the podcast. I am, as always, your host, Chris Lipscomb. I'm joined this week as
It's
48, I double-checked. We're joined this week as per normal, by Editor-in-Chief.
You're not always the host.
We're joined by some people, alright?
Also, I'm pretty sure it is 49. That's not joking.
No, because I went and double-checked on the site.
But I've got a 48 on my hard drive already.
Oh, well, it's 49 then. Whatever, fuck it. And Peter tagged stuff wrong on the internets.
Oh, that's never happened.
Yeah,
I definitely got a 48.
I didn't factor Peter fucking stuff up into the equation.
He hasn't accounted for me.
Should we say it's podcast 2012-1?
It's 49. No, because I want to get to 52. Then we'll stop. So this is episode 49 of the Oscar Mike Media Podcast, then, it turns
that
out.
That episode will just be, hello everyone, welcome to episode 52. Click.
Yep.
And that's us. Done.
We do it like DC. That's how we do. So I'm joined as per normal by Editor-in-Chief of the SixAxis.com, Managing Director of Oscar Mike Media, Peter Chapman. Say hello, Peter.
Hola.
I'm also joined this week by Editor-in-Chief over at ScreenDemon.com, Lewis Gaston. Say hello, Lewis.
Hello.
We're joined by regular person who looks quite a lot like Nathan Drake, Kev Adset. Say hello, Kev.
Hiya.
We're joined by special guests this week as well. We're joined by the news editor of the SixAxis.com, Dan Lee. Say hello, Dan.
Hello.
And we're joined by rather lovely Scotsman, webmaster and PR dude over at the SixAxis.com, Alex Carroll. Say hello, Alex.
Alright.
Right, that's fucking everyone. Blair's gonna come on at some point as well, apparently. Talk about
spoilers.
Something. I don't know. Spoilers. Right.
Dav says he would like to come on
as
well.
Yeah,
fuck that. No way.
Goodness sake.
Kind
of crash.
Why don't we all just piss on the floor?
Why would we do that?
So, first thing on the agenda, as Al has decided to call it. We have No Hope Left, which in like 2 hours is going
to
get announced.
That's nothing to do with any release.
We have no
release.
Hope left.
That's the new Star Wars film. Fuck it. There's no hope left.
In about 2 hours from now, so when you hear this, it'll have all been done, but Capcom are announcing something.
Who says it's Capcom?
Well, we do. The intrepid Tough Cub went out in that London yesterday and tracked some shit down.
Because he has no fear.
Yeah. And went and rang people up and found shit out and
did some shoddy journalism.
Probably got someone at an advertising company fired.
No.
For revealing a client list. So he rang up the... So there's this billboard. He rang up the people with the billboard and they said it was a Capcom thing.
I think that's all public information, by the way.
What?
Sorry.
I think you're allowed... Yeah, I think if you ring the advertising company and ask who placed the advert, they have to tell you. Because if you're offended by it, then you are allowed to complain about it.
Oh, that's probably true. I don't know. Well, I just like to save things that are dramatic.
I just don't like the thought of some poor advertising worker getting fired.
Yeah.
Just because Capcom are dicks. Not that Capcom are dicks. Capcom are not dicks. Apart from when they really release that same fighting game 3 times a year.
You're backpedaling on your Capcom a dick stance pretty quickly there, Peter.
Yeah.
Are you Mitt Romney? Anyway, political. That's how I do. American political references.
Seems like you got a new catchphrase this year, Chris.
This is what I do. It's crap.
How I do. This is what I do would be correct.
Oh, this is how I do it.
Baby. This is how we do it, baby. This is how we do.
So that's the practice over. Let's start, guys.
So what do we think? Is this going to be RE6 or?
Probably.
I've never played a Resident Evil game.
I played one of them.
Not in more than half an hour of one, anyway.
Oh my god.
And I played I played a little bit of that Raccoon City thing on preview. That's a bit rubbish.
I played Dino Crisis on PS1.
Yeah, Dino Crisis is fucking awesome.
It's almost the same.
The same game, but just substitute zombies for dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's cool,
I mean,
actually.
Obviously, that's automatically better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it would be novel these days.
Yeah.
The Velociraptors were bloody scary.
Yeah.
Little scratchy noises behind the doors.
And then mass, like, proper jump scares from the T-Rex, because it wasn't just, like, crappy jump scares you get these days. It was, oh, God, there's a T-Rex head through the window.
It was like, oh, God, I'm going to need to clean this sofa.
Yep. Yep.
Because I soiled it because I was so scared of the dinosaur.
I like how you go into depth there.
Mm.
Not just because your sofa needs a bit of a clean.
No, it's not. That's not incidental to the story. That's related.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be Resident Evil 6.
And if not, it's going to be Capcom doing another kind of zombie apocalypse game.
I think it's PS3 exclusive.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'm going to look...
Do we say?
I'm going to look pretty dumb if it's not, but I think...
Do you want to just record another version? Just in case? Because this is going out after it's been announced, so...
It'll be a move exclusive.
Yeah.
It'll play like Resident Evil 4 on the Wii.
That might have been the one that I played half an hour of.
It was alright, Resident Evil 4. Better than 5.
Yeah. So basically, our theory is that Capcom are structuring this announcement to annoy the most people possible. So they'll make it PS3 exclusive, but then only for people who have Move, and they want to just go mental. The internet will explode.
It will require the nav controller.
Jesus.
So there'll only be 6 people playing it.
Oh.
And it's episodic, online multiplayer only.
It's just the most niche they could go with it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Capcom did
it's
that.
A terrible truth.
That's what they did.
That's what they did in the future.
They've got a very loyal core fan base of 6 people.
But it's all right, because in 3 months they'll release Ultimate Resident Evil 6.
Hyper Edition Marvel.
And the two characters will have different coloured shorts, and it'll be fantastic.
And they've rebalanced the entire fighting system.
And the netcode will still be shit.
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
In non-video games news, and I'm going to be literally like the only person excited about it, I found out today that Brian Wood, the guy who wrote DMZ, a comic that I've talked about in the past on this podcast, has this new thing called The Massive, which is like this...
Does he?
This weird, yeah. Are you actually excited about this, Kev?
No.
Okay.
Makes him sound like a UK garage collective.
DMZ!
But he is...
we got that crew!
So it's this... Sounds like this really weird sci-fi thing set post-apocalyptic with boats.
Why is everything post-apocalyptic these days?
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking I'd quite like to see a sci-fi thing that's pre-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set in
just
the past,
set in 2016.
Oh, but
to be fair, there are some things set in 2016. I'm sure.
No, it's the one year they skipped. All the other years are covered, but 2016.
It's actually like it's the Macbeth of filming, isn't it? You're not allowed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's PS3 exclusive anymore.
Hang on. You changed your mind, Alex. In the last 5 minutes.
Wasn't that Garner movie 2016?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? There's a movie trailer which is just unbelievable because it's got the worst CGI and it's just says 2016
a
million times. It's really funny, but I don't think it's ironic. So it's, well, sad at the same time.
Okay. As I said, I'd be the only one excited about that. But it's got boats in it. There are not many post-apocalyptic things with boats in.
Chris, have you taken a
wreck? Nice to see 2012
Right,
that is rapping, by the way. I don't know if you were aware.
That's more sort of beatboxing than rapping, really. Moving on from weird comics that only I care about. Vita is a thing, and 3 of the people here have one. I'll give you a clue. It's not me, Kev, or Lewis. It's the other ones. So Alex,
it's not really a clue, it's just telling people.
Alex, Peter and Dan, how do you feel about these Vita things you have?
I think it was expensive.
Very.
They come all the way from Japan.
Yeah.
They ship it over. Is it shipped like King Kong? Just send it.
Yeah, it comes in like a cage inside a crate.
Oh, I'd probably care about the Vita if they'd done that. That sounds pretty awesome. Imagine how good the unboxing videos would be.
Do you not care about it?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing an unboxing video now with some dude from GameSpot just cracking open the crate and the Vita leaping out and biting his head off.
That'd be awesome. You know full well I don't really care that much, Al. I wrote a whole article about it, and then you responded to it with another article.
Did I?
Yeah,
they were quite widely commented upon.
Yeah, I got like 150 comments and people tell me I was wrong.
Oh, you were wrong.
Yeah, no.
You sent it to you.
And you sent me an email saying, "Normally I agree with you, but you're wrong."
Yeah, no. You said, "Is this a good article? Will I be in favour?" And I was like, just post that up. Post it up." And you did, and I thought you did.
Let the crowds decide.
Oh.
He basically said, "Why I hate all my readers."
Yeah, basically, that's pretty much what I do. You know, I'm just like, fucking dicks. Why they
remember when
this
you
shit?
Said you hated Uncharted loads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't your thing.
Yeah. That seemed to make people quite angry as well.
Prick. Sorry, I still haven't got over it.
Oh, here, there's one of those on the Vita then now.
There is.
Still alright.
Yeah, I think so.
What's that?
The Uncharted on the Vita.
It's quite good. Yep.
Dan, you reviewed it. Is it alright?
Yeah, it's better than Uncharted 3.
Oh, that's alright then.
Oh,
that's
pretty
good.
Is it?
I just finished Uncharted 3. I hated it.
Yeah. Well, let's keep the spoilers to a minimum, guys. I still need to play it. So,
I'll save you a few hours. You get to hide behind some walls and then shoot about 300 enemies, and then that's it.
And is there something faintly supernatural towards the end?
And that does count. Right, I don't want to know.
That's in every Uncharted game.
So far. They might buck the trend, I don't know.
In this one, you go to Libya and dethrone Gaddafi.
It actually is a mashup with Modern Warfare 3, whatever we're on.
Here's what happened. At some point, there'll be a jungle in it. Is there not a jungle? Well, fuck, that's not an Uncharted game.
Oh, there's a little bit of forest before the chateau bit.
No, I meant in Vita.
Well, it's all jungle.
Oh, yeah, it's jungle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all jungle. All jungle all the time.
Shit, someone's having a fit.
This is a bad time to walk in.
Oh, we've been joined by Blair. Hello, Blair.
Welcome to the office party.
Blair, do you want to record your stuff? Do you remember how to record it?
Yeah, I'm recording it. Yeah.
Ah, that's right. Blair was already recording it. Well done.
Patronizing dick.
Jesus Christ, Chris. It's not me.
He's at university and everything.
Wow.
Oh. Well, Blair's only done like three of these. Lewis still manages to forget and he's done the 49th one.
Yeah, but that's Lewis.
I might just stop recording now. Piss you off.
Just stop recording every now and again for like 3 minutes.
Oh, provoke me. See how you like that.
Do it, you tart. You big tart. You wouldn't dare. You don't have the bollock.
Don't rise to it, Lewis.
I'm not going to. He knows
the bollock. He'll rise to me. He always does.
Oh, well, that's just
weird.
Or
should that be for me?
Vita.
Should we talk about the Vita?
Yeah. This has got a bit odd now. Oh, God. Yeah.
What did you expect to happen? We got 7 people on this call.
Yeah. It's gone a bit mental. Yes, tell me more about the Vita, people of Vita.
I'm not sure exactly how much we can talk about.
We can talk about the stuff that's not embargoed. So just talk about...
Yeah, I can talk about the stuff that I've bought.
Yeah.
For a start, the Vita, the machine itself, I'm seriously impressed with. And I have owned a couple of different PSPs and ended up not being a very big fan of that device. Mm. So the Vita is very much like a PSP, but everything is just much better. So the screen is absolutely gorgeous. It feels really solid in your hand. It doesn't have that sort of the funny creak that the PSPs all had. It works. It's really like snappy and quick going through the menus. It's just really nice. It's just a really nice thing to use. Although the icon design is fucking hideous.
It's really bad.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking with that.
It's just awful. It looks like each one's been designed by a different student as well.
Well, it just looks like what somebody might call Web 2.0 about 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's nice.
Just shiny little round buttons. I don't know.
There'll be theme designers, though, surely. There must be.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you'd
get rid of them all.
Do you know what the theme will be? Different bubbles.
Yeah.
Probably.
Pretty much. But it's really, I was really impressed that the touchscreen works very well. And it's very responsive, which I haven't, like I've always used an iPhone and the iPad and they're always really responsive. But I've also used a couple of different Android devices and they tend not to be so responsive.
Oh, you can't say that.
Can I not? Am I not allowed?
I like this Android stuff, nope.
Oh,
when
okay.
Do you start again?
What about WebOS?
Yeah, that's okay.
Can I
say that? That's only player, that's got
yeah. Yeah, so WebOS is like it's really unresponsive. It's a bit shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would bother with
well,
that.
Well, the main reason WebOS is really unresponsive is the hardware is just a bit shit. So touchscreen responds, and then the processor's going, I don't know what the fuck to do with that. What do you want from me?
It's got like loads of stuff that it doesn't need, so you just turn that all off, and then it works kind of, but it's still really unresponsive.
Yeah,
it's like I'm still waiting. I bought it like. Back last year, and I'm still waiting for him to open the Twitter app.
For the screen to unlock.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah, but I was really impressed with the Vita anyway, and hopefully the software support going forward will be enough to keep it going, because I think that's what killed the PSP.
Mm.
So there you go.
The main question I have is, how bad is the battery life?
It's good. Battery's fine.
Yeah, it's. I think it's, I would say it's roughly similar to the original PSP.
Yeah, but how long is that? I didn't own a PSP.
Roughly sort of between 4 and 5 hours.
That's not too bad.
Four playing with Uncharted, and that's meant to be the worst of the launch games in terms of draining the battery.
Yeah, I mean that's not bad.
3DS.
Yeah, the 3DS is pretty bad. Yeah. But like the DSi battery was fucking ridiculous. I mean that still kind of sets the standard, I think.
The big difference is, though, if you leave a 3DS on power, like standby overnight, it will basically discharge itself. But if you do,
Vita, it's horrible.
It doesn't really make a difference to the Vita's battery. So that's
the Vita will just switch itself off and not back on again.
Come back on.
It does.
As I see every single day about lunchtime, it's just you on Twitter out just complaining about how it won't work.
It really annoys me.
It's just I'm like, must be about lunch.
It's a proper lock-up, like, you can't switch it back on. You have to hold it down for...
I've never had
30
that.
30 seconds, I get it about 3 times a day now.
I've never had that.
Yeah. What were you talking
about?
I don't
have it.
What crashes?
The Vita.
Alright.
Don't worry about it, though. When are you getting yours?
I don't know, I emailed Michael yesterday saying, when am I getting mine?
When are you getting yours?
And he hasn't responded.
Right. We'll kick his ass.
Did you say Vita, or did you just say, was that just the email? When we're getting mine?
Yeah, no, that was it.
Might be a bit cryptic.
What? He might have thought I meant comeuppance.
Oh, you'll get yours.
Exactly. No, it was in reply to his previous email saying, well done, you're the winner.
Hooray for winning things.
Yeah, you might get
just
it.
10 minutes ago, I had like 200 witnesses.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there because I think I was interviewing someone, but because that's all I did at EGX.
I was there.
Yeah,
I didn't really care, so I wasn't there.
I think Peter and I were filming something, but I don't even know what it was.
No, me and Peter were in the bar upstairs.
I don't know what the fuck I was.
Oh yeah, we were. We were with the Mediatonic guys.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
I really
then.
Don't think it matters what we were all doing at the time.
It's important. These are important facts. It's like
it's
when
a historical moment.
It's like when
where
JFK was shot.
Yeah.
Just I wasn't anywhere.
I was gonna say,
which is weirdly sort of metaphysical.
Just in a
that
void.
That was an idea at that point.
Just
what,
for a couple
JFK
of minutes.
JFK was shot. I'm surprised if your parents were an idea at that stage.
No, I'm one of the long games.
Kev is
I'm
just
a long time in the making.
Kev's kind of prophesized. Right.
I do wince every time I see that Access Live email, though, because it says, "Hello, Kevin. I'm just emailing to confirm you're the winner of." No, it's fine.
Well, I'm glad it says Kevin, because now we can just bring that up.
No, well, I'm over it this year, aren't I? So,
oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, Kevin.
Well, last
so,
year.
So, anything
Post
else?
Last year.
Anything else we'd like to talk about the Vita?
Wipeout's pretty good.
I've heard Wipeout's pretty good.
Yeah, you would.
I concur. Yeah.
Dan, yeah, do you also feel Wipeout's pretty good?
What?
Dan's gone. That's it.
Dan's pissed off.
I'm actually playing Wipeout now. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's how good Wipeout is.
Oh, it's got really annoying background menu music.
Has it?
Yeah, not Wipeout, the Vita itself.
Oh, yeah, you can switch it off though, Peter.
Can you? Hold on. I'll make it play.
Oh, I switch it off.
I'd love to hear it.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's quite music. Music.
Yeah, it just sounds like 3DS or Wii.
It's like, I think the whole system's jazz. Quite Nintendo-y, though, like with the bubbles and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a lift.
Yeah. I suppose it is. It's the sort of appearance of it is a little bit softened in comparison to, like, the XMB was very...
Cool?
It was very cool and technology, sort of. It looked like a piece of cutting-edge technology, whereas the Vita looks like my first games console.
Like Fisher-Price.
Yeah.
What, you mean like the original Xbox Xbox 360 UI?
Yeah.
The very first one, just fucking awful. The blades.
But importantly, the Vita works extremely well.
Oh, good.
And it seems very powerful, and the games that I've played so far, very impressive.
Well, that's obviously the most important factor. Right. Well, I think that's enough about the Vita then. So that's quite a nice question.
Well, we'll talk about it like every week.
No, that's it.
Oh, is that it? We're not allowed to.
Yeah, it doesn't come up again. I don't like to repeat myself. Yeah. Blair. What? Blair, you've come on for just a moment to talk about something about on Resident Evil 3DS.
That's what you think, Chris. Right.
You can stay here all night if you want. I'm fine. Yeah. But there's enough people on this call that I actually haven't got anything to talk about this week. It's perfect. Just have everyone else chat about stuff.
Then we don't have anything to talk about.
Well, it should be 2 hours of silence.
Yeah.
2 hours? No, I'm not in for 2 hours, guys.
Yeah,
not in the email.
A bit to get my dinner.
I'm going into Blair's house anyway.
Does Blair know you're going to his house? Or?
Yeah.
All right. I should make sure for you.
Are you actually coming now?
I might do here.
Okay, cool.
I said I might do before, though. This isn't a total surprise to you.
Yeah, I know.
Is it?
No,
it's not. Excuse me, Chris, we're talking.
Sorry.
Okay, done.
Thanks. I like to imagine you two sort of live, like, next door to each other.
We do,
That's how I perceive Scotland. It's just your two houses, and then John Brady's around the corner somewhere.
Just one street.
Mm-hmm. It's you two, and then John Brady, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's three houses that people live in, and 47 pubs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Blair, you've been playing Resident Evil something on the 3DS, I think.
Yes.
And I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, that's what I played. And Resident Evil 6 has just been, like, properly revealed. Well, not properly revealed, leaked.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Have they actually revealed it?
Yeah, no, there's a poster that was up. Like, IGN's got a whole link.
Okay.
Blair, are you just...
Well, if IGN's got it, it must be true.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, but...
Are we not talking about No
there's
Hope
an actual
left,
Resident you? Evil 6 logo. It's out.
Oh, okay.
The release date's November 20th.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Okay, cool.
Alright. So what's this other Resident Evil thing you've been playing on the 3DS?
Yeah, the one that everyone forgot about.
This one.
Alright.
Okay. Resident Evil Revelations.
It's
Is it
anything like Assassin's Creed Revelations?
No, nothing like that.
Well, I'm just
can't even climb up walls. Yeah,
I assumed it was a tie-in.
No, it looks quite good.
It's a mashup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just Ezio fighting.
But
zombies.
I'd play that. Yeah, I'd play that.
Chris and Jill and all the zombies are just assassins.
Ezio neck stabbing zombies. I'd fucking play that.
I think Dan played it as well. He said something about it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's shit.
I like it.
Well, there's a conflict of opinion here.
Why is it looks,
you said that like something was going to happen then. Knife fight.
Yeah.
I was trying to stare up a bit like
to
Jerry.
To the streets, everyone.
I was trying to stare up like Jerry Springer style. Get shit going.
What with Blair and Daniel?
Yeah, I have to call Steele. Daniel would take Blair to bits, but I have to call in Steve. That was the security dude's name on Jerry Springer. His name was Steve.
It's nice that you know that. What?
And then somehow he got his own talk show. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I think he just presumably. He just dragged people off stage.
Yeah. Just started talking.
People just came on every week and threw shoes at him.
I knew a lot about Steve. I don't know why. So, Blair, the all important question about Resident Evil Revelations is how was the 3D?
I actually want to talk about 3D because there's like three things you can do. Like, you can put it from, rather than just change the slider, you can put it to normal. Strong or very strong, and if you put it very strong, it's like staring down a long, long corridor.
That's quite cool.
It's like very strong, you get epilepsy.
Yeah, basically. It hurts the eyes a bit, but it's really, really strong 3D.
Is this like an in-game setting instead of the slider?
Yeah, it's in the game as well.
So you have both, is it, I assume?
Yeah, you can put the slider right up, then you can change the 3D setting. The thing with strong, it's like it doesn't look very good graphically. Like, there's a lot of aliasing.
Okay.
And what about the... Because this is the thing that's shipping with a circle pad, isn't it? Is that...
Get that as well.
Do you miss that? So, do you feel like you need a right stick?
You can play it without it. I think it's all right, actually.
No, I think you definitely need to buy the circle pad thingy. It's too slow. You turn like a tank.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We've got a difference of opinion here.
Yeah, we do.
What's going to happen?
It's all going to kick off.
Clearly a knife fight is the only solution.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's a Resident Evil knife fight. We can't move while knifing.
Oh, Jesus.
Blair wins the podcast.
Have they gone back to that? Fucking
yeah.
Hell. Oh, Jesus.
No, well, you can actually move in this one if you put gyro controls on.
Oh, so you have to use the gyroscope to knife people.
No, aim, you have to use the gyro controls.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Which straight away fucks the 3D up.
Yeah, that's the problem. Just like spin it around.
Although that's something that Uncharted on the Vita does very, very well, I thought.
Yeah. It doesn't have 3D to ruin.
Well, no, it doesn't have 3D, but you can just pretend. Like, we've been pretending for years, Blair.
Yeah.
it's only you kids and your newfangled inventions that have actual 3D in a handheld.
Exactly.
I used to pretend that it was a 3D track when I was playing Ayrton Senna's Grand Prix on the what did you call that thing? The Game Gear.
And
yeah.
Fucking everyone, if you play a racing game, you pretend you're in a simulator, like swerving to the left, swerving to the right.
Yeah.
I do that.
Could only play it for 20 minutes, like, because the Game Gear's battery was shit.
Yeah, it was fucking awful. That was so.
Well, that was when it's plugged into the wall as well.
Yeah. Jesus,
it ran down the national grid in 20 minutes.
I had a Game Gear, but that thing was not a portable console, like, even vaguely.
It was a bit hefty, wasn't
it? Yeah. Well, it was fucking gigantic. And like you said, it literally lasted 20 minutes and then the battery died.
Yeah, but what are 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Jungle Book on that. Amazing.
Okay.
And there was some pretty good Sonic game that had Tails in it.
Sonic 2, that would be.
No, it wasn't. It was a different Sonic game.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't Sonic 2.
Al, there's more details on Resident Evil now.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah, did you see that?
Oh, I thought you were going to have more details about Game Gear games, just Blair.
No,
I realised I looked at that and didn't say anything to anybody.
Blair, are you old enough to know what a Game Gear is?
Yes, I know what it is, but I've never played it, no.
Do you know what I bought my game? Weirdly, I bought my Game Gear in boots.
Wow.
Those were the days. That's what it was like, Blair, right? Back in the old days, right? Before we had, like, Game and Game
no
Station.
No fucking
like,
you had to sell these
game
things.
Sellers.
Yeah.
Like, but even before Electronics Boutique appeared.
I remember.
We had to buy our video game shit.
Oh, Jesus.
In weird shops like Boots.
I remember how excited I was when Electronics Boutique opened. I was just like, yeah, I can buy games places. They keep trying to sell
words,
these guides.
But I don't know what they mean.
1991, April 26th. That's when it came out in Europe. That was Game Gear.
That was 2 years before. Thank God Wikipedia's not on blackout today.
I'm so pleased, Pete. Honestly, I seemed so unintelligent on yesterday, on the 18th.
Yesterday, I was I just didn't look anything up that was on Wikipedia. I just spent the whole day looking stuff on Wikipedia instead.
Chris, quite yesterday you did as little fact checking as you ever do.
I don't know. I know a lot about Star Wars now.
Wikipedia is brilliant.
I spent a long time finding out about really esoteric parts of the Star Wars canon. Yeah. That's what you do. It's like, you're just like, oh, apparently there was a prototype for Death Star. Shit like that. And in the Hutts had a Darksaber that was a version of the Death Star. I know this shit now. I don't know why.
You really genuinely did waste all your time yesterday looking on Wikipedia.
Well, I did
you?
Work as well. Yeah, I looked on Wikipedia for quite a chunk of day, yeah.
Mental.
Duh. Anyway, so, Blair, what's your final verdict on Resident Evil Revelations? Is it alright, or is it a bit shit?
Yeah, it could be a good game.
Shit.
Quite fun.
Shit.
I actually don't mind it that much at all, playing it. I've just...
See, that's not really a ringing endorsement.
I don't have
it?
A Vita.
I don't mind it that much at all.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's like, well, I'll play if you fucking give it to me, I suppose, if it's there. If it's already in the console. Oh, I can't be asked to find another cartridge. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, if I had a Vita, I'd say it was shit. That's how it works.
Oh. Is that because we've all moved on to the next thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so
you can only be excited about... Yeah,
every
you can only be excited about
new
one
generation.
But you could...
Does anyone want to buy a 3DS? What am I talking about? Nobody wants to buy a 3DS.
Hey, loads of people want to buy a 3DS now. You fucking exchange it for a cup of tea or something. That's about the going rate, isn't it?
I must admit, it was really weird going back to the 3DS today after spending like a week with playing the Vita. It's just like, ugh, cheap.
Well, it's really not cheap, is it? It's got twice as many screens as the Vita's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are 100% more screens.
Yeah, that's how I judge things. The more screens available, the better they are. Someone bought something out with seven screens, I'd be sold.
Does going back to the 3DS, does it look really low res now?
Resident Evil Revelations actually looks alright.
I was going to say, Resident Evil looks really good. Quite surprisingly good, actually, considering... It's a 3DS.
Yeah, it's not as good as like Uncharted or that. But...
No, Uncharted is amazing. I'm not quite sure how they manage that.
Magic.
Really? Virtual Tennis 4 is better though.
Yep.
Is it?
That's what I thought too. I got the demo for Virtual Tennis 4 from the Japanese PlayStation store and loaded it up and was amazed. It was like, it looks like the PlayStation 3 version.
Yeah, you have said about this.
Really, really impressive. It is, and I like a tennis game.
Superb.
And then there's an intro video on Wipeout as well, which is absolutely astounding.
Awesome. Right.
So yeah, there you go. Handheld gaming.
Handheld gaming, all covered. Blair, do you want to stick with us, or are you going to depart and have your dinner?
Yeah, I'll stay for a bit.
All right, then.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Did you know Han Solo had twins, Jaina and Jason Solo?
I did know that because I've read some of the books.
Did you know that when Chewbacca died, his son took over his life debt to Han Solo?
I did not know.
So when Chewbacca died, his son became Han Solo's slave. Because that's the truth, kids. Chewbacca was a slave.
Yeah. Did Chewbacca not repay that debt like tenfold?
Yeah, didn't Chewbacca die in like the fucking stupidest way, like trying to hold back a moon or something idiotic?
Level up, fuzzball.
anyway,
that sounded slightly perverted. Like, anyway,
yeah, it was.
Peter, you'll know this. How did Chewbacca die?
I don't know that, Chris.
I thought you'd know that. I'm sure. Kev, look it up on Wikipedia. That one.
I'm already on it, mate. Don't worry.
He's always on it. It's his homepage.
Someone tried to shampoo him.
This is why Kev says he's been so busy at work. He's not actually got a job anymore. Just reads Wikipedia all day and he's know all about Star Wars.
Yes. The only two mentions of death on the Chewbacca Wikipedia page both are followed by the word star. So that doesn't help. I'll have to look at Wikipedia.
Yeah, why don't you look at Wikipedia? Look at Wikipedia. Jesus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're on blackout today.
Daylight. All right. Oh, Kev was going to tell us about DCU Online, but he's looking up stuff about Chewbacca instead.
I'll be right out.
So we'll be with you with all the information about DCU Online as soon as Kev has found out about Chewbacca. I'm going to see if I can beat you to
it. There's not a Wikipedia page. It's currently being sourced to comply with the requirements of the Manual of Style, which, among other things, says never perm your leg hair.
Fair enough.
The Manual of Style? Like a style
manual? Yeah, I got what you're saying.
That's funnier than I thought I was.
He later died during the Yuuzhan Vong War. Fucking slow, I'm already on this, Kev. Sorting it out.
I gave up. I'm back to...
you can tell us about DC Online.
Flickr stream. Alright. I have talked about it previously.
You made
but,
a bad guy, though, this time, didn't you?
I made a bad guy, yeah. And I made a kind of Bane-esque guy in a tank top with a gas mask and a mean disposition. You don't really get to choose mean disposition, that's just how I'm playing it.
You can't really be a bad guy if you don't have a mean disposition, then.
I feel quite bad being a bad guy. I worry about the families of the police that I'm killing. You know? Yeah. I don't think it's for me.
Did you actually become a bad guy in real life, or is this just the game?
Right. And then I played DC.
Murdered
a few policemen, nicked home for a game of DC Universe.
Exactly. To continue my favourite pursuit. I am mentored by the Joker, who is naturally voiced by Star Wars, lovers might recognise this name, Mark Hamill, famous for his role as the Joker. he does his Joker thing,
yeah,
which is good. I've been playing it on PC, where my good guys are on the PlayStation. I've been playing it as a bad guy on the PC. I really need to get some kind of a mouse, though, because using a laptop trackpad for games is not ideal.
How does it run on PC?
I'll be honest. Yeah, it's all right. My
PC
is only a year old. My laptop's only a year old, so
yeah.
It's not... I don't think I've got it on the highest graphic settings, but yeah, it's nice. Good. Cool. Fairly lag-free.
I played it on PS3 and it just completely lagged. It was horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That might be an internet issue.
That was just when it went free-to-play, so it was just...
Yeah, right. I'm still backing the TSA DC Universe huge faction idea. I'm not sure it's really coming to fruition quite the way that I'd hoped, but I just think it'd be really cool. You know, we could all hang out in Metropolis and fight some crime and that. Quiet. You know, all it needs is for one person to have a subscription to DC Universe, which might be a tall order, because you can't make supergroups as a free member.
Alright.
Well, hold on, what, they call them supergroups?
Oh, no, that's harkening back to my days of City of Heroes. I can't remember what they call them in DC Universe. Leagues, I imagine?
Probably.
Isn't a supergroup when you get, like, loads of indie musicians together from different bands?
Like Band-Aid?
Because I don't want that so much. I wouldn't...
Like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that game. That doesn't sound like a good game.
Or the Travelling Wilburys.
Yeah.
Or...
I had a pretty good...
Sugar Babes?
I guess.
No.
Why the Sugar Babes?
I don't know.
They have had a lot of members over the years.
That's the rumour.
That's all I've really got to say about DC Universe. More than just me should play it.
If anyone
fancies a game,
yeah, not really. I mean, I'm good to be honest, but I might in
Go
the
on.
Future
Free.
If I can't be bothered.
It's free.
I have downloaded it and keep intending to have a look, but I just never seem to get round to it.
Should we all just play it now?
Yeah.
Well, not right now.
We're all here. Boot it up.
No Hope Left is all about, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But what if that's a twist?
Is it a PlayStation? What if it's not? Well, it's bound to be, right?
Yeah, but it could be something else. You never know.
I don't think so.
But it's not.
But it could be.
No, it could be. I don't think it is.
But no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's silly if it was.
Chris, you know your article, Economics in the Development World?
Yes.
I read that as Economics in the Developing World, and I was like, what is this doing on TSA?
Well, that's how Peter wrote
like
it.
Third World Economics.
That was the original title Peter came up with, as well as Peter's worst pun, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Was Attested Development.
Right.
I've just watched all that.
Oh, come on, that's brilliant.
So bad. And it also implies the article has something to do with testing, which it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Attested doesn't mean that it's... Well, I suppose it kind of does.
See? See?
Tested just as in, you know, made to work hard.
If anyone would like to know, Chewbacca was crushed to death by an entire moon.
Oh,
so you were right.
Yeah.
He was holding back a moon.
I mean, it wasn't specifically targeting him, because to anyone that seems a little extreme, I feel.
That's no moon.
Overkill. It was actually a moon this time.
Oh. That's no moon. Wait, it is a moon. Sorry.
No
weak points in that one, just a big rock.
He died saving Han Solo's son, Anakin.
God.
How weird is that?
Anakin Solo. Yeah.
That Han Solo had a son and named him after the most evil man in the
This is my son, Vader Solo.
It's like nobody calls the kids Hitler these days,
do they? Not even Adolf.
Or Adolf, even, yeah. It's kind of gone out of fashion a bit.
I don't know. I haven't been to Germany. Maybe it's full of Adolfs these days.
No, I know a German girl. They're quite touchy about that subject.
Also, what about Austria? How come they don't really get any heat about World War II? They made him.
Well, they were co-opted, weren't they?
They made him.
Yeah.
As in the country gave birth to Hitler.
That's a science project gone wrong.
That explains why he's so evil.
He was a vegetarian, though.
No, he wasn't.
What?
He was not a vegetarian.
But everyone tells me.
I know. That's one of those things that people have made up.
In QI, that would have got me a... Ooh!
Yeah,
from Stephen.
That's one
Fry.
Of those things when people who are what I like to call meat evangelists that say that everybody should eat meat because it's made of meat. And when you say I'm a vegetarian, they go, "Oh,
they actually
Hitler was
use
a vegetarian,"
that.
And I go, "Oh, you're
they
a fucking dick."
Use that. What?
Yeah,
that's just
yeah. People say that. People have said that to me genuinely.
That's like
in arguments
you're
about
brown
vegetarianism.
Hitler had brown hair.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It makes it seem like it was the tipping point for him becoming evil as well. Which I'm not sure it was.
I just fucked that burger!
Of course, I mean, they could just use the fact that I have an enduring love for the Aryan race. Mm.
And a great hatred of anything unusual to yourself.
Yeah.
Fierce.
And if they really wanted to, they could bring up those 6 million Russians and disabled people that are killed.
Yeah. Oh, but that's water under the bridge, isn't it?
I mean...
I think we should let it go.
I mean, and you do have an odd dislike of the Weimar Republic. Which seems strange, considering it collapsed a good 90 years ago now.
Yep.
Yeah, how weird is it that soon World War One will be like 100 years ago?
No.
Very weird. That's not real. That's not happening. You're lying.
No.
Stop lying.
Well,
that doesn't really seem that weird to me because I don't remember it. It
no,
seems
sure.
more weird to me that like the Matrix is 11 years old.
I don't remember World War Two either, to be fair,
and like
any of the wars.
No,
the Iraq War, but didn't do much in that myself.
I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Should we do a podcast about games?
Actually, we can move on to films now.
Oh,
films. Lewis.
Is he still here? Yeah.
Lewis? Every time you go silent, you come back. It sounds like you're emerging from like a well or something.
I'm hither.
Another room. You're just shouting them.
tell us about Super 8. I hear it has aliens in it.
It does. Well, no. It has Alien in it.
The film Alien or an individual
it's
Alien?
It's got an actual film
no,
in it.
An Alien.
It's just like a minute long.
Yeah, that's what Super 8
30
is.
30 seconds each side. Just yeah. Introducing...
The first 30 seconds is just like a creep zoom going through the back of a crowd's head onto a cinema screen, and then it just shows Alien.
I don't know, J.J. Abrams is just getting really lazy these days. The only thing he changed was he stuck in shitloads of lens flare in there.
I'd watch that, yeah. Alien with lens flare, just all over the place.
Well, you're going to, aren't you, when they make Prometheus later this year?
That's Ridley Scott, though.
I quite like Super 8.
Yeah, no, I liked Super 8, it was good.
Yeah, I thought there was like a good half hour in it towards the end that was just a bit weird, though.
What bit?
The bit where they go back. When they,
it gets a bit sentimental at times.
Yeah, it gets a little bit. I thought it was really interesting the way it was going. I thought it was really good. Up until they're evacuated from the town, and then they decide to go back, and then it turns into like an 80s Saturday afternoon kids movie, and gets a bit cheesy. For like maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, and then it gets all right again at the end.
Yeah, I see what.
But overall, I quite enjoyed the film.
I did like it. The only thing I did think, I don't know if this is my working in a school coming through, is a family movie. I was like, within the first 5 minutes, there were like 50 holy shits. That's not a family movie. Come on, people.
Is it a family movie, though?
On the front of the box is a big sticker saying, the biggest family hit since Jurassic Park. Or something.
Oh, now I don't think Jurassic Park's a family movie either.
I watched Jurassic Park as a family. I watched
Bloody
it.
Scary, though, isn't it?
I watched it with my dad and my little brother. And then when we left, Kev will know what I mean. You know where Cineworld is now?
Yeah.
So next to Cineworld in Brighton, it wasn't Cineworld at the time, but there's this kind of this tunnel that goes underneath the car park that's super echoey, and as we went through, my dad roared like a dinosaur and scared me and my little brother shitless.
What was this?
Cheers, Dad.
When Jurassic Park came out.
Oh, I thought you were meaning like now.
No, not it wasn't just like
yeah,
a week ago.
It's only a third PG-13, isn't it? Super 8. PG.
Yeah,
PG-12,
apparently.
Whatever they call it.
12A.
Sorry, I'm reading the American websites.
PG-13.
No, but it was good. I liked it. The CGI was good. And there was a shitload of lens flare. And it, yeah, I thought it was good. I thought the kid actors did a good job as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I particularly like the chubby one. He made me laugh a couple of times.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. Good.
Good to hear.
Good stuff.
Do you remember when they started making that and there was like teaser trailers and people were saying it's going to be like a prequel to E.T.?
That would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, I remembered that. That's why I was excited for it. Then I forgot about it.
And then people said it was going like to be E.T. a prequel to Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Because the first teaser trailer was of the truck hitting the train, wasn't it? But from the other angle that you see it in the film.
Yeah. I didn't like E.T. though, so I wasn't
bothered. I'm not a fan of E.T.
And I didn't watch Cloverfield.
Oh, Cloverfield, I thought it was good. Actually really good.
Oh, maybe I will
People
watch it.
People said it was a bit rubbish.
No, I quite like Cloverfield. Don't watch it if you get motion...
I wonder if it's on Netflix.
Don't get it if you get watch it if you get motion sick, though.
It's all done on a handheld.
Yeah, my friend left the cinema to throw up. Because
really?
She got so motion sick. It was she very
sounds pathetic.
No, apparently it was. Oh, thanks. No, it was. It was really common in America as well. Apparently, in America, like all the cinemas had notices posted saying.
Well, of course they did. They need something to sue over.
Yeah, but no, it
but
was.
Then people were doing that with Blair Witch. They
no,
just need to get
yeah,
over
I heard
themselves.
That with Blair Witch as well.
But it was quite widely reported that people were getting motion sick from it.
Because that's what they did with the Blair Witch. They put night vision cameras in. For the marketing, showed pictures of people throwing up and like had in their hands saying this is the scariest film, look what it's done to people, and you think, no, that's the motion sickness that's done that to people.
Yeah.
It's not
they should have
scary.
Just done what Mirror's Edge did and put a little dot in the middle of the screen you can focus on.
Also, the at the end of Cloverfield isn't very good.
Yeah, it's alright.
Kind of feels a bit weird. Kind of feels like they've sort of been skirting around this monster for the whole movie, and then they kind of throw it at you in the last couple of minutes for no real reason.
But you need to see something. I like the fact that you don't see something.
Yeah, that
suspense is from not seeing something, but you wouldn't have been able to go through the whole film without actually seeing something at the very end of it.
Yeah, if they'd not showed you anything, you'd be like, well, what was it?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know, I think it would have been scarier not showing anything. And oh, also would have felt kind of more real, because I don't know if in that situation if you would have seen anything.
No, you're wrong. You've got a camera. You're filming it. You would have seen shitloads.
A camera enhances your ability to see things.
Yeah. That's a scientific fact.
Fair enough. Do you want to do a film competition
as well? Ask the people at Jessup's.
Lewis, do you want to do a film comp?
No.
Alright then. Moving on. Peter.
That's me.
You've seen... Lewis, do you actually want to do a film competition or no?
No.
Fair enough. Peter, moving on, you've seen Waiting for Superman. That is also a film, but not about Superman. So I was deeply disappointed when you told me about it.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
We should talk about Netflix.
It's a... We'll tie it all in. It's on Netflix, which launched in the UK this week or last week, and is available on consoles and PCs and iPads and all sorts of shit. And you can get a month's free trial. And it's very impressive. There. Well done. Is that okay, Blair? Brilliant. Waiting for Superman is a film about the US school system, which a lot of people are probably thinking, that sounds really, really boring. But it's a really well-made documentary for a start, and it gets across a lot of information in a really, like, kind of infographic-y kind of way, which is quite a big trend at the minute. But it's put across quite well, and it sort of follows these various different families who are all trying to get their kids into a better school, because the school system in the US is crazily broken. But yeah, it was just this really, really interesting film, it kind of raised a few sort of scary points, but it does it in a way which is sort of easy to digest and entertaining to watch. And it was so good that I actually watched it twice. Because I watched it one night and then I made my wife watch it the next day.
Well, I might have to watch that.
So yeah, it's full of these sort of crazy facts, like American teachers get tenure after 2 years, which basically means they can't really be fired. So even if they're really, really shit, they can't be fired. So schools basically just swap around all their shit teachers in the hope that they'll get some that aren't quite as shit as the ones that they had last year.
Yeah.
And that's...
Do they talk about the fact that most children in America can't point to any countries other than America?
It's kind of. It's kind of done...
You say that, Lewis. Did you see... Well, you may have not have seen, but there's a clip of a guy from The Only Way of Essex on Celebrity Big Brother being asked where countries are, including America, and he can't point to him.
Oh, I saw that. That was horrible.
One of the most interesting things it did was it points out the like grade scores and how America rates with the 30 other developed countries in the world, and it's basically down towards the bottom end of the scale all the time.
Yeah.
And in it, I think it was maths. They said that out of the top 30 developed nations in the world, America's like 27th at maths grade scores, so it's one of the worst. But if you ask the students, do you think you got a good score in maths? They are the number one country in the world for replying yes.
Oh.
So they are incredibly confident and think that they're doing things spectacularly well. But they're actually doing them really shitly, which is kind of the problem.
Nice to know that the most powerful country in the world is producing the most stupid people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was really, really interesting. I've watched loads of stuff on Netflix since it launched. If they keep their content refreshed, I think I'm definitely going to keep on that subscription because it's so impressive the way that it streams. So
I've watched so much.
And the quality that I'm getting is just so impressive.
That's the problem with Love Film Online is they don't.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Well, I found Love Film streaming quality to be
Netflix
quite bad
is
as well.
HD
and the
as well.
Controls are awful as well.
I've been watching Arrested Development on Netflix. Yeah. I've watched all of it now. But it was really good quality and stuff and it loaded so fast.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed that Netflix already announced today they were adding more stuff to their catalog.
Yeah, that's good. What do they say they're announcing?
Which is pretty quick. It's already on there. But they only listed a few things. There's probably a blog post that has them all in. It was just on
Does
Twitter.
It include Serenity?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because I watched the entire series of Firefly.
Oh, isn't it just
and
the best thing?
Your next couple of words will determine whether you live or die.
And I fucking hate myself for the fact that I thought it was brilliant.
It's really good. I need to see that as well.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I watched Firefly really hoping that I was going to find so much in it just to rip the piss out of all of you.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, but it was really... And the last episode was some of the best sci-fi TV that I've ever seen.
I just love the setting. Like, sci-fi western is just such a cool kind of...
Yeah.
And then Fox went and cancelled it.
Well, the problem was because Fox aired it out of order. So...
Really?
Did they?
Yeah. Fox aired the train robbery first instead of airing... I think the two-hour... I think the two-hour one is called Serenity.
There's a film called Serenity that he made afterwards.
No. But I think the first episode of Firefly is also called Serenity.
I think it's listed on Netflix. I think it's listed as pilot.
Yeah.
And then the train robbery episode is the second one. But I was actually reading about that as well. It's apparently they got turned away from Fox because
it's not enough action
after the first pilot, because Fox said that Nathan Fillion's character was too dark. And they wanted him to be more of a swashbuckling action hero.
Yeah, none of that emotional depth.
Yeah, which is why after the pilot episode, he doesn't threaten to flush anybody out the airlock again.
Yeah.
Apparently. Although he does, but only when they were really bad.
Yeah, no, the first episode is also called Serenity.
Is it?
Which is the good thing about the film Serenity, because he has reverted back to the darker.
Yeah.
See, this thing, I got to the end of it, and the last episode was phenomenally good.
Yeah.
So I finished watching that and thought, well, that's just amazing, but now I need to see, like, I want things to get tied up more. I need to know more.
I watched the film.
And went to find the film, but the film's not on Netflix.
I think my favourite episode, though...
You'd probably pick it up for a couple of quid on DVD.
Yeah. Film's okay, but I just wanted it to be, like, a whole series worth of things, rather than having to tell it all in an hour and a half.
And it's horrible, because you think, well, I want more of these, and, like, there's an awful lot of people that want more of these.
Yeah.
But they can never make them now.
I think my favourite episode of Serenity is actually The Message, though. The one with the independent soldier who served with Mal and Zoe in the war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good episode.
I bought my older brother the Firefly and Serenity Blu-ray discs. I don't know why I paused there. And I'm hoping that I can borrow them off him because I haven't seen him for about 5 years.
Well,
Serenity and Firefly, not my brother.
I'm going to have to watch it off of Netflix. I don't know where my DVDs have gone. It's vanished somewhere.
Peter, does that mean you're not entirely against the idea of watching Dollhouse?
I have watched Dollhouse.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Well, how do you feel about that?
About Dollhouse?
Yes.
I think... It was a while ago that I watched it. I think it took about 4 or 5 episodes before it really hit its stride.
Yeah, the first few episodes are just like, really quite here good. Is the thing, and here is the sort of internal storyline episode where she just plays a different person. But then it kind of starts tying in overarching things.
Yeah, I think it like I say, it was a while ago, but it kind of, you don't get the intrigue until you're sort of 4 or 5 episodes in. Yeah. It's just like... It's almost like a Monster of the Week type thing.
Yeah, totally.
For the first few episodes.
Which is fine, but it really starts, like it really kind of pulls you in after that.
Yeah.
But I just finished watching the first series now because I got a 2-series box set for Christmas. So I'm rather enjoying it.
Yeah.
Very good. Something else, I think, which is on Netflix.
Many things on Netflix.
Blair, have you ever seen Dollhouse? Watch it.
Why? Tell it to
it's
me.
Good.
It's pretty good.
Because it's written by Joss Whedon.
And stars Alicia Dushku.
And it's, yeah, it's got Eliza Dushku in it.
Sorry, Eliza. So, I don't know if that's sole reason enough to watch it.
Yeah.
Got too many TV shows to watch anyway.
And an Asian woman that has quite a peculiar face.
Yeah, she was in one episode of Torchwood, but she was also in something else I saw quite recently. And, yeah.
She's really weird.
She's Aussie, isn't she? She's an Aussie.
Yes,
actor.
I think so.
No.
She's peculiar because she's got a strange face where she seems to have an awful lot of real estate and all her features are very tiny.
Quite stretched out on her face.
Yeah.
But she's quite good, isn't it? She's quite a good actress, regardless of her face.
I've been watching Dexter on Netflix.
Also very good.
It's quite good, yeah. I think I'll continue with it. I'll just finish the first season there.
Think you'll continue?
I've watched like
I don't know. I just
three, four. Seasons?
Don't like some bits of it.
It makes me quite uncomfortable to watch because he's just lying to his family the whole time. It's just like, oh.
Yeah,
aren't we all?
Well,
that's the beauty of it, though.
Yeah.
I
yeah, it's good. Every time I think I might not watch the next episode because I've got too much else to do, then something happens. I'm like, oh, I have to watch it now.
I have largely been using Netflix to watch Mythbusters.
I fell asleep watching that.
Yeah, just because you're a fucking idiot. Mythbusters is amazing. What's wrong
with
you?
It's alright.
It does get very
I rated 3 stars.
Peter, you can back me up on this.
I used to be a huge fan of Mythbusters. I haven't seen it in a few years, but I intend hitting it hard on Netflix.
Yeah, they've got the first...
As soon as I've got the time.
It's a bit odd, because they've got the first 4 seasons, and although they're on Netflix, they're labelled in sequential order, they do seem to be missing episodes, which is a little bit odd. Because you get...
It's not like it's got a big continuity.
No. It's not a big issue, but it's just kind of like... They flash back to it, because I've been watching it since Series 1, Episode 1 on Netflix, and then occasionally they flash back to, like, earlier episodes. I'm like, or they do Mythbusters Revisited, where they revisit old myths they've done. I'm like, but I didn't see the episode where you tested the myth originally.
It's become a bit of an obsession if they're doing flashbacks and you're going, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Man, that show's fucking
That's
amazing.
Like doing Property Ladder Revisited. Oh, I'm not watching it. I didn't see that previous episode.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What was the last one I watched last night? They found out that the brace position in an aircraft is the safest position to be in. There you go.
Wow.
Don't
remember.
Well, because there's a conspiracy theory that it's actually...
Just to preserve your dental record.
No, there's a conspiracy theory that it's more likely to kill you. Because the accidental death suit costs less than the rehabilitation, which is true.
Oh.
Accidental death suits cost less than paying for someone's medical costs over the rest of their life. Because it's typically a wrongful death suit is 5 to 8 million, and paying for medical costs for the rest of someone's life starts at about 10 million and can go all the way up to 100 million. So.
Where did Dan go?
Hey, Dan, are you still here?
Yes.
He's playing Wi-Fi.
No. Virtual tennis.
Oh.
So it's the fact you're not denying you're playing your Vita, just the game you're playing.
Yeah.
Oh. It's your turn to talk now anyway, Dan. It's Thirst about the Darkness too.
Oh, I'm going to have a quick go on Wi-Fi.
I need to make my dinner soon. I'm starving.
All right, Blair, you shoot off. You have dinner. No. Say goodbye, Blair.
No.
Bye.
Can't make me.
You don't have
to. I feel pressured now to go.
You don't have to go. You just said you were hungry and you wanted to eat.
Yeah, I didn't say right now. I was going to say in half an hour, but you never let me finish.
Oh, no. If I'm hungry, I have to eat at that second. Otherwise, it's fucking over.
Yeah.
Chris is kind of like, he's always on the edge of a hunger strike.
Yeah. Basically. Pretty much how it works. No.
I haven't eaten for 80 days.
No, as I explained to someone the other day, so I was walking around, it was like Monday and it was about -1 in Brighton. And I was walking around in just a t-shirt and someone's going, how are you doing that? And I was just like, oh, I just fueled by pure anger and rage at the world. And then I smiled at them and they backed away slowly.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Have you got... Has anyone nice. Got TSA homepage open?
Yeah.
Look at the Resident Evil 6 logo.
Yeah.
One of the comments is, you have been warned, once you see this, you cannot unsee it. It looks like a mutated giraffe trying to rape an otter.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't see the otter bit.
I can definitely see the
giraffe getting a blowjob off a comma or something.
Yes, that's it.
That is a terrible logo.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
I think it's just a purple giraffe looking backwards and kneeling.
They've tie-dyed...
And wearing big shoes, like steel toe-cap boots.
But why have they tie-dyed the number 6?
My sensible suggestion is that it looks like a satellite picture of an infected island set.
Mmm, get you.
Oh, that was going to be like...
Yeah. Or a giraffe. I think it looks... raping an otter.
It looks more like a seahorse raping something.
Oh yeah, a seahorse is a good rapey. One, yeah. Definitely rapey. That's the consistent theme.
It's one of the QuickTime events.
Oh dear. We're hearing that Leon Kennedy and Chris Redfield will both be playable characters. The game will be larger than the others. Resident Evil MMO.
No.
Wow.
MMOs are shit.
You get to play the part of a zombie.
Yeah.
And one guy in the world gets to play the hero. And if you die, you don't get to come back into your account.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
Will they then call it?
Sounds like a fun game.
Will they then call that 1999 mode?
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Anyway, Darkness 2.
Yes.
That's a game.
I had the Darkness 1 before you begin this thing about 2. Sorry, Dan. I had the Darkness 1, and I was playing it as part of the Sixth Axis video game book club.
Yes.
That was fun.
And then that ended, and I kept saying, Can I play this yet? Or are we going to carry on talking about it? Like, no, we'll do it. And then I never did. Yeah. It was quite good.
No.
Is the sequel any good, Dan?
It really is, actually. Bit of a spoiler alert if you've yet to finish the first one.
oh, wait, it's not under embargo, is it?
No.
That's right. Yeah. Let's talk about it and say things.
I'll take my headphones off. I need a wee anyway. See you in a minute.
All right. Kev has gone to wee while we discuss the dogs too.
It picks up pretty much after the first game. But now you're head of a massive crime family. So you're basically head of a mafia.
I saw this because Al sort of wrote about this in his preview as well.
Yeah, so you've managed to keep the darkness under control because it was starting to take over. But then someone puts a hit out on you, basically blows the restaurant you're in to shit. And the only way to survive is basically let the darkness out again. And then you go on a massive rampage. It's bloody brilliant, actually, because you can dual wield weapons as well as using the darkness as well. So you're basically quad wielding.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Because you can control each arm of the darkness individually. So one is used to attack, the other is used to either pick up an enemy, or you can pick up like a lamppost, throw it at an enemy, and impale them against a wall.
Do they still eat hearts?
Yeah, it's incredibly gory.
Is it fair in this game? Because I remember in the first game, one kept getting more hearts than the other one.
No, it's still one eating the heart. The other one just beats the shit out of everything.
Poor guy.
And you also get your little helper as well. Is it a darkling? I think it is.
Yeah.
Basically like a psychotic evil monkey thing that goes around. And you can throw him at enemies and he'll kind of rip their head off and stuff like that.
That sounds awesome.
It's really good.
It sounds like the best game ever.
To be honest, it's kind of been sent to die in February because I don't think anyone gives a shit about it. But
I might actually buy it though. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's
Chris might buy a game.
Chris buying a new game? No.
When did I last buy? I haven't bought a game for a very long time. People just send me stuff in the post. It's weird.
Because people are complaining about, you know, they're bored of first-person shooters, but if that's so, you should definitely play Darkness 2.
Yeah, it looks completely different to sort of everything else.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I can't wait to actually get the full code, because this was just like a preview code.
Is it the full game?
No, but it was a good 2-3 hours.
So, that's pretty solid.
Had a good blast on it, and it's, yeah, really impressive, but I have a feeling that no one's going to bother with it. So it'll be a shame if no one does.
And who is it? It's Activision publishes that?
No, it's 2K.
Oh, right. Yes.
It needs some kind of push or a marketing campaign or something, because people really need to play it, because it's just, you know, the whole setup, the combat, it's just brilliant. Just doesn't get boring. You'd think, but now instead of just having a set move, you get you can unlock this whole upgrade tree. There's a lot of powers you can upgrade now. Because obviously, when you kill something, you earn experience points. You put that towards new moves, new abilities. It's much more in depth than the first one. So yeah, very very good.
Yeah.
Buy it.
So it expands all the kind of RPG stuff.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to go into that too much, but I unlocked a good 5 or 6 skills within like the 3 hours, but that's only about a quarter of what's there.
I seem to remember the first one being quite cheesy, though, with the dialogue and just all that, and the way the storyline and the dialogue really would seem to be a little bit, I don't know, a little bit sort of cheap almost in the first one.
Do you know, I honestly can't remember the first one that much, but this one is, it's got an interesting story, because someone is after you in this one, but not after you because you're the head of a mafia family. They're after you because they want the darkness, they know about it.
And they want it for themselves.
Yeah, so they're kind of, it's a bit, all a bit supernatural rather than like a standard gangster thing. So it has the potential to kind of expand into an interesting story.
Well, this is the thing. People are always moaning about there being no innovation in first-person shooters.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how well it does, and if people really do want that innovation, or if people want
Ghost Recon. You can't get better than quad-wielding. That's just... Basically, you're a tank. You just kind of... Although they've played it well, because if they hadn't done it right, you could be pretty much unstoppable and it would be boring. But the whole light and dark situation works really well, because if you go into the light, the darkness shies away, because it can't face it. Because the enemies are after the darkness, they know that if it hits the light, it'll kind of go. So they carry around like portable, like very bright lights, and they'll throw them at you. And they'll like illuminate the whole area, so you have to run. So it's not a case of you just kind of ploughing forward. You have to kind of think about what's happening. Enjoyable, very enjoyable.
Yeah, it sounds really cool, actually. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah. It does sound brilliant. I'm really interested in that now. Sounds great.
Have you ever read any of the comics?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know it was a comic series until Alex mentioned it in his preview. So I definitely gonna look into that and find out a little bit more about that. I read a comic on my iPhone today. Because I was a bit skint, I couldn't really go to the comic shop this week. But I got one on my iPhone. I got an issue of Batman I'd missed. I still don't like reading comics on my phone. Particularly.
It's not ideal on your phone.
Just a bit small, isn't it?
I think it'd be alright if I had an iPad. And it's not the res. I mean, the resolution's fine even on my old 3G. It's just kind of, it feels a bit small and it's a bit fiddly and
you're locked into that like one panel at a time.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels a little... I quite like the one panel at a time thing. Actually, I've read it a couple of times on a PC, and I quite like that as a presentation method. It's quite nice. It's very effective. Because it's kind of like how you'd read it if you were flicking through the panels. You'd focus on a panel at a time.
Yes! Elite pass.
Okay.
I was just doing a zone race on Wipeout.
There's not very much about comics this week, sorry. Lewis, do you want to tell us about Skyrim very quickly? We're running quite long.
Fucking love it.
Anything else?
Lovely.
Did you see a bit of change from Eurogamer?
Oh yeah, massive. To the point where I now have withdrawal symptoms.
I've not played it in almost a month. I can't comprehend
things without terms of magicka and damage and fortified destruction.
I don't know how, but I've not played it in a month. I don't know what happened.
Has anyone ever wondered what a health potion tastes like?
Red.
Depends what you put in it. If you make it out of saber cat's eyes and bear claws, it'll taste different to if you make it out of spider eggs and aggro from feathers.
But it would probably taste disgusting either way.
You know, you can actually buy like energy drink that's in the shape of a mana potion.
Yes.
I do absolutely love it though. I think I'm level 33 now. 33 dark elf. Got full enchanted blades armor. I'm loving it.
You're on level 33.
I only started playing I've done 55 hours, I think.
Yeah, I've done 65.
They have been as pretty much back to back as I could possibly make it.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna play it tonight. I think.
I do. Oh, I just.
Lewis, did you see the My Little Pony mod for it?
No.
go on TSA homepage. Someone's replaced all the dragons with My Little Pony. It's fucking terrifying.
Oh, brilliant. I've turned into a proper geek with it. It's not even funny.
It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, complete the main quest.
I literally sent someone a text message the other day saying, "No, I'm now the Archmage of the College of Winterhold, and I've got the proper amulet, but I'm afraid that the staff of Yorick Gulderson is not working for me." They were like, "What?
So now I can't come to the
pub." What the fuck did you just say? Like, oh, you are non.
Ever again.
You're a non-Skyrimmer.
What's your favourite quest been so far?
So far, a lot of them are a bit samey, which is one problem I have with it, but they're still good. I'm enjoying doing the Dark Brotherhood quest. I think assassinating the bride on her wedding day while she addressed her
I've not done the Dark Brotherhood yet.
That was probably a highlight.
Done like everything else. You done the Hangover quest yet?
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
Oh. Go to a bar and there's a guy called Sam and just do a drinking contest with him. It's amazing.
No, not done that.
Oh, see, I miss all this. I reviewed it, so I played it like 2 weeks before it came out, and I haven't been back to it since. Because then
there's so many good side quests,
and then you move on to other things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I kind of wish that I was still playing it. I might actually go back to it.
I got my quest list at the moment is like really long. The other day I sat down and thought, right, I'm gonna plow through these miscellaneous quests and get rid of all of them. Trouble is, you go to a place to complete one, they give you four more. It's like,
that's what I did as well. Up.
And the people that follow you, followers, I've got one at the moment who's really good with magic, so he's quite handy to have in a fight. He is the most annoying prick on the planet.
Yeah, that's why I don't have followers. I heard like going lone into a big cave and just exploring rather than having someone by you.
I tell him to wait if I'm doing a stealthy approach, because there's no point having a follower if you want to be stealthy, because they just fuck everything up. But if you get into a big fight, he's quite handy, because you just let him run in and weaken everyone, and then you...
I can just talk about this all night.
Dead. And I've also noticed that the longer you play it, the more you will talk to yourself.
Yeah.
That has become quite a problem.
Have you got the Ebony mail yet?
I didn't understand
Ebony.
That.
Ebony mail.
What did
you... It's like ebony armour, right? But it cloaks you in shadows when you're crouching. It's amazing.
Right.
You get cloaked in shadows.
I've got ebony stuff at the moment.
It really helps for stealth, but it's like heavy armour as well.
Got some Daedric artifacts.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. And the story, like the mythology behind it, is just massive.
Yeah,
I mean, the game is huge.
Like, they've got their own language and everything.
yeah, writing of it is just immense. And I won't spoil it in case people are playing it or intending to play it, but
yeah.
I went and met the character Parthenax the other day, and he was brilliant. He was absolute good. Brilliant character. I don't know his voice by, but he's got like that really old, wise sort of style of voice, like Ian McKellen, John Hurt style voice. And the writing of it was brilliant. I could have just listened to him having a chat for ages.
Did anybody see that thing? There was a thing that went around Twitter a couple of days ago that was one of those Yahoo Answers things. And there was somebody on there asking where they could go to learn the Dovahkiin language.
Yeah.
And the answer to it was, in the complete opposite direction of a vagina.
Oh, nicely done.
Oh my god. I played it before I came on the podcast, and my follower got in my way, so I decided to have a little chat. And then I spent half an hour in this cave, like, killing some draugrs and stuff, and came out of the cave, and he went, "Ooh, there's a cave there. Maybe we should go and explore it." I was like, "We've just been in there for half an hour, you
there's a guy, I'm the Archmage of Winterhold." He's like, "You should check out the College of Winterhold sometime. You'd be good." And I'm like, "Of course I'd be good. I'm the Archmage."
But yeah, overall, I am in love with that game.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I'm going to set up a PC and play it. Because the lovely Peter gifted me it on Steam.
Alright.
And I have a mask that makes me I now look like Doctor Doom.
Are we still on Skyrim, or just like your personal habits?
Yeah.
Just in general.
I did look at him and think, yeah, I'm going to walk down the street in that one day. People are going to think I'm so cool. Do not come near me, otherwise I will infect you with a weakness to fire magic.
Oh dear.
You're a cool guy.
I am a cool guy.
Oh dear. That's all your credibility gone.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any problems with it? Has anybody had any issues with the?
I had. It's frozen.
Well,
bugs.
I've got on
it's
PC, so I'm
on
fine.
Me once. It's frozen on me once on PS3, but other than that, the only other issue is when you get to certain locations, because some of them are absolutely massive and stunning looking. Is the frame rate just? It decides it's not going to play ball at all. It just goes, you know what? Fuck it. This is what you're going to get, and it looks like everyone's in some sort of stroby disco.
I had a broken quest once, because I went through this cave already, and then it wouldn't let me get this item. So I just spawned it into my inventory with console commands, and it fixed it. Oh, and I was like, if I was on console, I would be screwed.
I've done loads of things where
I couldn't get the quest done if I had...
In my exploring, I've picked up shitloads of stuff, and then someone's gone to me, "Can you go and find this?" And immediately I just go, "I found it for you!"
Well, this time I killed the guy that had it, but I didn't pick it up off him, then he disappeared.
Right. Yeah. In a way, I think that's quite enough of Skyrim.
No. Never enough.
We should
do a Skyrim cast.
You've had like 12 minutes of Skyrim.
Has it been?
Fuck off, Hitler.
Yeah. Right, so moving swiftly onwards.
I just bought an app for the iPad called Rockmate. I don't know if you heard me making a few noises during
the
show.
I was wondering what that was.
Was that you, was it?
Yeah, sorry. It's just live off the iPad here.
Are you playing that? Or is
No, I'm playing that. I've got drums here.
Oh, they sound authentic.
Thank you. I thought so. We've got keys here.
Ah, yes. The 1980 Casio.
Oh,
is that stylophone?
I don't know. I'm still new to
play the samba demo track. That was always my favourite.
I don't know if there is any demo tracks. I'm obviously very new to the app. I just bought it. It's 69p.
When you upgrade
to
the 90s Yamaha, they give you
the idea is that up to four people on one iPad can make music because it's got drums at one end and then guitars either end, left and right, and then keys on the other side. Quite cool. But
sounds awesome.
Have you got thumb jam?
No.
That's some sort of weird.
No, he just doesn't wash.
Thumb jam's a brilliant music app. It's got all sorts of instruments, and they're proper, genuinely like authentic sounding instruments.
Yeah, just playing some drums there.
Excellent.
So there we go. Mm.
Lewis, have you done a quiz? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
All right. Dan, do you not Dan, Blair. That's the one I want.
Yeah.
Blair, did you want to take part in the quiz, or do you want to go and get your dinner? It's up to you.
Oh, I'll take part in the quiz. Then I'll go.
All right. That was a very Scottish way of saying that, I feel.
No, not properly Scottish.
Wait, he's from Scotland. He's not going to have an English.
Yeah. I was going to do an English accent.
No, I think I'll take
there.
Part in the quiz. Then
yeah, I was
going
to do a really English accent there, but then I realised I can't. So, yeah.
Try.
No.
Just start saying okay about everything.
Okay.
He does. He's Scottish.
It's automatic.
He doesn't have a choice about it.
It's just how sentences start. Okay, the new.
Okay, the new now.
What does that even
what
mean?
What is the new?
It just means okay, just now.
Oh yes, the now.
Oh.
Would be the English equivalent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Well, it seems perfectly normal when you say it like that.
Oh yes, the now. Oh God, yes. What can I say about the now? I mean, what can't I say? So.
Quiz.
How about this quiz?
Alright.
Is it 1 to 10 or what?
Doing the fuck.
1 to 10. Yeah, we need to put our numbers down.
It's 1 to 10. And the theme for this week's quiz.
There's something Blair doesn't know at all.
Pete's typing.
Sorry.
Maybe he's a pen, Pete.
Yeah, 1 to 10. And the theme is upcoming movies. And what I'm going to do is play you clips from their trailers. So, it's going to be a test to see if you're excited about any particular films, and also to test to see if trailers actually work.
Okay.
Can you hear this?
I don't even know 10 films that are coming out.
Well, you're fucked.
I am excited about...
I haven't
like
watched
three.
Many trailers recently.
There were loads of trailers I saw that, was really, that I thought looked awesome.
Oh, the one time I try and use a pen and paper, bloody pen doesn't work, does it?
I don't know.
Use notepad it? Then.
Are we ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. So, yep, these are clips. You need to name the film that they are for. So, number one. Number
that
one.
Was loud.
Yep. Number two. You'll have to bear with me because I'm just having to sync these up and get them. Number two, where have you gone? Du-du-du-du. There you are. Number two is... See, I've even planned where I have to play these from.
Not getting it done any quicker, though, is it?
Oh, shut up. Right, number two.
That was really harsh.
Sorry. That's number two.
Oh, that sounds quite familiar. I probably should know that one. But I don't.
Number three is...
See, I had the same problem, but it didn't sound familiar either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Almost.
So close.
Let's find a cue time for number three. Where have we gone? There you are. Number three.
Was it an accident, Andrew? Andrew?
I'm worried about Andrew.
Listen to me. We can't screw around with this. It's too dangerous. Andrew, it's not a game.
Andrew!
Stop this right now!
Number three? Nope. Number four. Yep. One. Bear with me again. Talk about yourselves. Number four.
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away, what are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Number five.
That was easy.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I knew that one, and I think I got the last one as well. Ooh. And I even remembered what number two was. So,
well, that's the first one I think I've got. By the sounds of it, everyone else has got it too.
Number four?
Number five.
Five. Number six.
Ready to play God. Do you have any idea what you really are?
Are they sounding alright? Because it's coming out of my phone.
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, they sound fine.
You can work out what
they are. Yeah,
alright.
They're not sounding very recognisable. I don't know if you could change that.
No. Too late now, I'm afraid. What's the number of this?
Seven.
Right. Don't pipe up now, Daniel. Number seven.
Admiral General, welcome to New York City. And while you're here, I highly recommend a visit to the Empire State Building before you or one of your cousins takes it down.
Number eight is coming up in a moment. where's he gone? There he is. 27 seconds. Number eight.
To select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games.
It's your first year, Prim. Your name's only been in there once. They're not gonna pick you.
Number
nine. That's interesting. Never heard it. It sounds quite cool.
You're number 10 now, aren't you?
No.
No, number no. 9. Okay, don't try and put me on.
I wasn't deliberately.
Yeah, you were. Number nine.
You killed him with one blow. When I saw you, I believed that something new can come into this world.
You.
And number 10. Number 10.
We gods are losing our power. We believed Titans to be imprisoned forever. Now, they're breaking free. It'll be chaos. The end of the world.
There you go.
Cool.
So, how many do you think you got?
Well, I've got 3 that I'm confident of, and then 2 that I'm maybe.
Yeah, I reckon 3 for me.
Cool. Dan?
Yeah, at least 10.
At least. I've answered 8.
Dan, you
I'm confident with 6.
Okay. I'm not really confident with any of them apart from 1.
So, question, what was
how
the
do
first
we do this? Because we're all just going to shout at the same
Phantom
time.
Phantom Menace 3D.
No.
Prometheus.
Street Fighter the movie 2.
Fuck
Prometheus.
I guessed Prometheus.
Yeah, I randomly, I think this is wrong though, but I guessed The Woman in Black, that new Daniel Radcliffe film.
It's not The Woman in Black. Not Phantom Menace, and it's not Street Fighter. It is Prometheus.
Yay. Oh, that's
yay,
lucky.
Got that one right. Yay.
I don't think you're taking this competition very seriously, Dan.
It's down here. I'll send you a screenshot.
Not
number 2.
Number 2.
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Mortal Kombat 3.
Didn't get anything.
It was Dark Knight Rises.
Yay.
Number 3.
Chronicle.
Yes.
I've put Alphas the movie. Now, although I'm not aware of the existence of a movie of the esteemed 5-star series Alphas, the guy's voice in it sounded a lot like the guy from Alphas, so it was a sort of an educated guess.
It's about superpowers.
Yes!
But it is Chronicle.
Oh.
Number 4.
Avengers.
Yeah, Avengers.
Yeah.
It's Avengers. Number 5.
Hobbit. The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I really thought Hobbit. I was going to be the only one to get that. Quite disappointing.
No, we're all geeks.
It's a pretty popular trailer, that one.
Is The Hobbit, are they making that movie in 2 parts?
Yeah.
Really? That's a really short book.
Are they subtitling the other bit, the
Unexpected Journey, it's called the first part, yeah.
And then is the second one going to be there and back again?
I don't know.
Yeah, as I think.
That was the other subtitle.
Is,
yeah.
I've got the Hobbit book, but I've not actually read it yet. It's just sitting there.
That was my most beloved book when I was a child.
I bought it, but it's not.
Cool.
I've not read it. I don't know why.
I'm 5 for 5 so far.
I like.
Yeah, I've got 5.
You might as well go home.
You're
all playing for second.
I'm off.
But I didn't like the Lord of the Rings book.
Well, that's because you suck.
I just couldn't get into it.
Categorically.
I like The Hobbit. The Hobbit was good.
That one was for kids, wasn't it? So.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Yeah, didn't answer
Me
number
neither.
6.
I put The Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Again.
You ready to play God? Do you not realise what you are? The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going on the right sort of theme.
I erased that trailer from my mind because I had to watch it on those awful Sony goggles.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give me half a point.
To
and then we'll,
yeah, Kev, you can have a half a point.
Cheers,
there
mate.
You go.
I was listening to it thinking I didn't know they were making a Thor 2.
A 4-2? What, 42?
Yeah.
There's a nice tie back to 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is that The Dictator?
I put The Dictator.
That's what I got.
For goodness sake. The 3 that I was sure of, we all got. Great. What is the point?
Dictator. Number 8.
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. The Hunger Games.
Yay.
I guess
that because
I
heard Hunger
wrote
Games.
The Hunger Games. Or whatever that book was called.
Yeah. Wicked.
It was Hunger Games.
What's that about?
It's about games where people are hungry.
About what happens when Chris doesn't eat.
Yeah, I'm actually quite hungry now.
If I say I put The Hunger Games...
Then you'll be lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
number 9.
Dunno.
No.
Didn't get it.
I managed to stop it just before the woman said the name of the film.
Well, that's where you went wrong, isn't it? We would have got it if
you said, you are... John Carter.
Oh, I watched that trailer too, like 2 days ago.
Looks good, that does.
Yeah, it does. It's not at all what I expected.
No. And number 10.
Was that Wrath of the Titans?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I saw. I just
it
got
was Liam
Neeson.
I randomly guessed that. Are they making another Percy Jackson film?
It is the same. It's Perseus, but it is Wrath of the Titans.
Damn it.
Yes.
Well done, Peter. Which, actually, if you watch the trailer from Wrath of the Titans, the trailer, in its 1.5 minute span, is infinitely better than Clash of the Titans. Mm.
See, Clash of the Titans, the original from 1983, was really good.
Yeah, that's still classic today, but the remake was just dog turd.
No. Yeah, the remake
was
shit.
They make another Percy Jackson film, because I quite like the first one. It had Pierce Brosnan in it.
Was the dancer?
No,
in
it had Pierce Brosnan in it, and Pierce Brosnan was a centaur in it. It was pretty cool.
Hold on, did you confuse Pierce Brosnan and Liam Neeson?
No, I didn't. But it was talk about Titans and stuff, and Percy Jackson's like leapt to mind because that is.
You will be pleased, Chris, that I did look for the trailer for Step Up 4, but it turns out that they obviously only take 5 minutes to write and make, so they haven't released one yet.
I'm not sure. It is out this year, but I don't know when.
It is. I didn't bother looking up when.
Step Up, because it's Step Up Forever, but annoyingly...
Oh, God.
Yeah, the
is ever spelled E-V-A?
It's the number 4, and then E-V-E-R. August 10th. But that makes me sad.
Makes everyone else
it
sad.
It really,
as well.
Really does.
Even
yeah, you make me
even
sad.
Liking Step Up, I'm like, really? Forever? Oh, dear.
I mean, I could have taken one or two more, but...
Step Up to the Streets is fine. That was absolutely fine.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Oh, I just got it! Step Up to the...
legitimately.
What was Step Up 3 called?
Or
Step Up the Streets.
No, too. Step Up 3 was Step Up 3D.
No.
But the best thing... My favourite thing about the Step Up entry in Wikipedia is if you go to Step Up film series entry, there is actually a chart that shows you where the different characters appear in the different films.
Why?
Because there's a fucking rich narrative going for the Step Up series, man.
Oh yeah, and I bet the characters are diverse and enigmatic.
Hell yeah. And they like to dance.
And at least 50% ethnic.
When you say rich narrative, do you mean... shit narrative.
Yes, that's obviously what I mean.
I thought as much.
I even wrote, because like for this quiz I wrote down all the names of the films I was going to do. I wrote their time codes so that I could get them up probably in my nice new locked diary that I got from Peter.
Oh cool, somebody's writing in something.
Yeah, and I feel dirty that I've tainted it with Step Up 4. I have scribbled it out.
But you know it's still there underneath the scribble.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's there's a comedian has a joke about that. He says he doesn't like buying moleskin notebooks because he feels as soon as he makes a mistake he has to throw it away because it's ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of get
moleskin notebook. You're like, oh, I made a mistake. I can no longer use this notebook.
Yeah. I've ripped a couple of pages out and I feel really bad about it. I feel like it's not.
I haven't
anymore.
Found a use for my fancy notebook, but I'm going to. I'm definitely going to find a use for it.
I have. I'm writing loads of secret shit in it.
Yeah, I haven't found a use for mine.
I haven't found mine.
Yeah, me neither, Blair.
Aww.
It's fine.
Right, go and play with your ball.
I really love that, honestly. I play with it most days. I can't get past 29. Stupid 29.
Yeah, I've got it. It's fucking awesome, that ball. Love that.
Maze balls.
Yeah, it's so
just
cool.
Like a dance.
Did you get it because I
said
maze ball?
Me and you got the same thing, I think, because I saw it. I saw it when I came to use yours for New Year's.
You all got the same thing. It wasn't like a in-depth, thoughtful gift.
Yeah, but
it really was because I thought like because I say amaze balls on Twitter quite often.
Oh, well, no, I just bought it because it looked fun.
Maybe twice, but I said amaze balls, and I'm like, it's a maze ball.
When they did arrive, I did have a sneaky play.
Oh,
they're so cool.
I nearly got all the way to the end, and then it fell off and. And then I was going to throw
it. Nearly threw it out the window.
I had one of those when I was like 10.
What? Kev, what?
Yeah, well, get over
Kev,
it.
What's number 29 that you got stuck on?
It's the bit where I think you've got to get it to go across the little pink bridge that's really, really thin.
Oh, that's where I'm stuck as well.
Yeah, it's bloody hard.
Right, I'm going to go now because I'm going to make fajitas because I'm starving.
Fucking yes.
Because that has been an hour and a half.
Right.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go as well.
Yeah, we're all just quitters. I'm going to press stop on the audio right now.
Bye!
He's gone.
Bye!
Bye, Blair. Blair's gone.
Oh, sweet. Moose is going to be in Step Up Forever.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Moose. That's an interesting exclamation.
Moose is awesome.
Sweet Moose. I've just seen some news about Step Up 4.
Moose is awesome. And Camille's kind of cool. I hope they bring Tyler back.
Oh, shut up. Stop talking.
Really? I mean, I will quit if you carry on.
You sound like a teenage girl. I hope Tyler's back for it.
Oh my god, he's so dreamy.
He's not dreamy because he's rough and from the
streets.
Wait, he
does that body pop. Of course.
Yeah.
But let me guess, he's lovable. He's misunderstood.
No, he's kind of a
dick.
He's
got a roguish quality to him.
No, he's just kind of a dick throughout.
He's a maverick.
Throughout Step Up. He's a bit nicer in Step Up 2, the streets. But in...
You didn't need to do that.
I'd almost prefer if he hadn't done it, to be honest.
But in sick a little bit.
But it, oh, Alex is back. This is not Alex, it's Dan.
No, that was
confused.
Dan.
I was going to say, Dan's been here for...
Dan's
been in it for the long
time. Dan and Alex did me a lovely bus cast the other day. It was beautiful.
A bus cast?
They put mod rock all over a bus.
They were recording audio snippets from the memo feature on Al's iPhone and just emailing them to me at like 10 PM on a Saturday night. It was a bit weird.
Hey guys, what do you think of my new Skype picture?
I can't see a Skype picture.
What is it?
Like, just a picture I drew while I was doing that quiz.
Is that the Resident Evil 6 logo?
Yes, it is.
It's tiny on my screen.
It's some kind of bird, but it's standing.
Oh, it's
you
a
created
bird.
A devil
That's
bird.
So cool.
That bird is standing upright.
Yeah.
Well, birds do that, Chris. They've only got
two
legs.
Yeah, but it's standing like a human would stand. I approve.
It's anthropomorphized. It's got massive eyes.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, Kev, you should absolutely get an inkling.
I fear that bird. I feel that bird will destroy us all.
Is that the magic pen that records what you draw?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did tempt me quite a lot.
Didn't you get all excited about one, Peter, and then realize that you'd forgotten how to draw things?
Yeah, I used to be quite good at drawing things, and then I got one for Christmas. And I went, oh, this is brilliant, and turned it on and clicked it on and was like, no, I need a mouse to be able to draw things.
Okay. Moving on to the questions. We suddenly got loads. Like, we had none and now there's lots. I don't like
question
it.
Question time.
Question time.
Oh, I've been logged out of Twitter. Anything good happen?
Tough Cub says, where the fuck have you been? It's almost February, lazy cunts.
Well, just no need for that sort of language, is there?
You're
some of us have got children, you know.
None of us have
Release
children.
Them.
Hey, that's
yeah,
not
Dan's
true.
Got two.
Yeah, except
Dan
for the two I have.
Dan doesn't count.
As a person, or...?
Dan's got two of those creatures.
Well, one of them's too young to know what's going on. And Jay is just awesome. Jay's the reason he gets through so many reviews at TSA. I'm still convinced he plays half the games Dan reviews.
Yeah, half.
Yeah, definitely not all.
And Tough Cub follows up by saying, have any of you seen Nude Nuns with Big Guns? We watched it last weekend. You can buy it from and in the link. No, I haven't. I don't really have any desire to be honest.
What's that about them?
Nude Nuns with Big Guns. Well, I can assume what it's about, particularly considering Tough Cub posted it, and I remember him...
It's a hard-hitting documentary about prostitution.
I also remember him giving a play...
In the clergy.
I remember him giving play-by-play on Twitter as he was watching it. I'm good on that front.
That link is justtoplay.com.
Is it justtoplay.com?
Yeah. It's not even...
That's just lazy.
It is lazy.
Peter Chapman says, any questions for the TSA cast?
That's not a question, it's not allowed.
That's a
question. Oh, it is a question.
Yeah.
So you can get it on Blu-ray for just $5.99.
See, CC Star, Mr. Chris, says, this isn't a question, though. He says, a Sopa / Peepa one.
Yeah, that's what? Not a question.
You can't... Really.
What did he say?
Sopa / Peepa.
You can't just, like, you can't just go make up a question about this topic. You have to actually ask a question.
But those things are both very bad.
Josh L. Hood says...
They soon realise that this sister is one bad mother. Nice.
Josh says... Also not a question. These people don't get this, do they? Josh says, wipe out.
Okay. With a little more enthusiasm than you read it, but... I'll let that slide.
Wipe out. So also not a question, so we can't do anything like that. Lennon John says, will TSA have to pay for your bad back?
You doing all these then, Chris, are you?
Yeah.
Just reading them all out?
This is to Peter. Well, you can do the forum ones. That's per normal.
Are there?
Yeah,
is there a forum one?
Yeah, there's forum ones. Peter, this is for you. Lennon John 7 says, will TSA have to pay for your bad back? What do you guys think of the new Windows smart screen, and can I have a cookie?
No, I haven't seen it, and...
No.
Yes, if you buy it yourself.
Of course, we have the NHS. TSA doesn't have to pay for medical costs. This isn't America.
This isn't America, yeah. You know?
And even they have some odd healthcare. I don't understand how Obamacare works. It seems complicated. I tried to understand it once. My nemesis and Wonderboy, says, why haven't I been invited yet? Also, what did Chris make of the song we dedicated to him? Well, you haven't been invited on because you're my nemesis. So, yeah. Why did I bring my nemesis places? That seems like... contrary to the idea. I like the song you made about me. It was funny. You can go find that song. It's about how I'm no fun.
Never a truer song has been sung.
I was just largely surprised that I said I didn't want to sing and then no one made me sing. It was most peculiar.
It was just followed by a strange radio silence.
I don't know if I've ever said no and it's worked before. The only reason I danced last year in 2010 at EGX was Dan kept going, well, someone has to dance, and looking at me poignantly. It's like, well, someone has to dance and I have the camera.
Looking at you poignantly? Well, like with a tear slowly travelling down his... withered face.
Yes, oi. Exactly.
I don't know if your face is withered. I think you probably mean pointedly, but that's fine. That's just one for the pedants out there.
Is that a spoonerism? Is that what you call that?
Adam Guest, 1980. Oh, I'd say that with that song, I was very impressed you kept it secret.
Yeah, I was so pleased you managed to keep that a secret.
No, spoonerisms when you have cunning stunts, for example.
Ah, yeah. Is it a malapropism then?
Well, I don't know.
Spooner. Okay. The best spoonerism is three cheers for the queer old dean. Adam Guest, 1985, says Megaria upload free internet ? Discuss. Basically, okay. Megaria upload has gone away. Being taken away by the by the internet.
Yeah, Mega Upload.
It's the FBI, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's been pulled down by the FBI.
Because basically, unlike at least with torrents, there was sort of an argument that people are using it for legal things. No one was using Mega Upload for anything legal.
I don't know. I think it's tricky because it is used for so much illegal stuff.
Yeah.
And also they store the things, don't they? So it technically it contravenes laws.
Yeah, it's it was basically the same issue that that Napster had. Your Mum and Me says, this is a very, okay. Who would win in a fight between Goku, Naruto, Superman, Gamera, and Lubu? I don't know who that
is. I think Dan's probably the only person qualified to answer that.
Dan, do you know who
any of those people?
I haven't heard of
Dan, who's
of those
Lubu?
People.
Lu-bu.
Is that like sure. Subo?
Lu.
Subo wins.
What was it?
Lu-bu.
It's just four letters.
Not heard of that
so,
one.
So I've got as far as Lub.
Right. See, well, we'll exclude him then. So Goku, Naruto, Superman, and Gamera. Do all those people?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Goku?
Surely Superman.
Goku's from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay. Is Naruto he better than Superman?
Yeah, it's, Superman's a twat.
Oi. You take that back.
No. Lubu is apparently from Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Yeah, well, he's screwed then.
Well, the only Dynasty Warriors that I know Dan's played is the fucking crazy-ass Gundam one.
Yeah, oh god. You had to bring that one up.
I kind of want to play that just to see memories. How insane it is.
No, it all depends. Without getting into much boring technicalities, it depends at what level they're at, because they all have different stages of power. So Goku at his most powerful would probably be the most destructive of the lot. Although he's like Superman in a way that he won't harm innocent people, blah, blah, blah.
And I really think it depends on which sort of stage of Naruto's training we're sort of looking at as well. I mean, in terms of the anime, he's cracking on. Pretty strong.
Yeah, but just, no, he's not as powerful as Goku.
Or Superman.
And Goku doesn't really need to, he can fly in space and stuff. And teleport.
That's because he's an idiot.
So yeah, Goku. The Superman's shit.
Done.
Yes.
Shit. CC Star says Mega Upload something. Basically, he says, now that Mega Upload's gone, where can people pirate things instead? And I don't want to tell you because I don't condone piracy.
No, he doesn't. That's not fair.
He says, what other services are there to send movies, games, and occasional files to each other now Mega Upload is gone? So unless you hold the copyright to the movie, which I find exceptionally unlikely, then you would probably, then that's illegal. If you do hold it, I would just simply use YouTube and set the video to private. Unless you, and I wouldn't imagine you'd have anything longer than like 2 hours. That seems a bit odd.
But see, YouTube processes it, so you lose a lot of quality.
No, because you can keep it in 1080p now, though.
It doesn't matter, it still gets processed. And you still lose the quality. The bitrate gets dropped.
That's a bit annoying then. Well, I guess if you need to send... Yeah, but I... you send it sort of works, but I don't know if that's got a high enough file cap. Otherwise, you could do a shared Dropbox, or you could sign up for Amazon S3, which used to host the podcast, and is quite cheap and efficient, and has very fine-grained privacy controls.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. What sucks?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Or you could buy some web space and use an FTP.
Well, yeah, but that's the equivalent of what S3 is. But S3 is better because it's pay-as-you-go. You pay very, very low rates by the gigabyte. So something like a gigabyte of data transfer is about 5p.
That's quite cool.
Josh L. Hood says, can I be signed into PSN on my PS3 and Vita simultaneously?
I read that question before and I'm just researching it, and yes, you can. However, I have received like 3 or 4 messages that I've got on the Vita, and I've read them and responded to them and closed them. And when I started the PlayStation 3 up, they were still there as unread messages. That's a bit shit. Mm. Which means that you're going to have to key messages twice.
Yeah.
Boo.
Which just seems like a silly thing to do. So, yeah, but you can totally sign in as you on both devices.
ColinBar66 asked a question again, not about wrestling. I don't know if I approve of this. He says iPad or Vita.
For playing Uncharted, Vita.
Yeah. It depends.
For recording music, iPad.
They're
pretty different.
I would say Jeff Hardy.
The Undertaker. I don't know. It depends what you... For playing games, the Vita, definitely.
Okay.
Soul Calibur's out on the iPad now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, for about £12.
Yes, it's pretty expensive. I think it's like... I don't think it's quite that much. It's
on sale for tenner. And I think its normal price is about £12.99, yeah. I think. Or €15.
Pretty mental.
Yeah. You can buy the Xbox Live original Soul Calibur for less than that, I think.
I don't know if they've ever seen any other games on the on the App Store.
Yeah, they just haven't bothered looking at the App Store before they priced it.
The only one I could think of was Square Enix put out one for £10. I can't remember what it was, and no one bought it, and then it dropped it down to £3.
Is that Chaos Rings is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I completed that.
Did you? You didn't pay £10 for it, did you?
No, I paid the sale price, I believe.
Yeah.
And then finally, Josh again asks, did anyone see Fincher's dragon tattoo? If so, what do you make of it? I thought it was a interesting, different take. I assume he means girl with a dragon tattoo, not just a tattoo of a dragon.
No, he means Fincher's got a tattoo of a dragon.
I haven't seen either version of the film, so I couldn't comment.
Yeah, me neither.
Kev?
No.
No, I got nothing.
Lewis?
Yeah?
You weren't listening, were you?
32.
Have you seen the new version of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
No.
Okay, we can't answer that question then.
I have heard, however, because I've read the first book and I've seen the Swedish first film, I have heard that Fincher has completely ignored the ending of the book, which is a pretty pivotal ending. So whether or not he'll start off the second one with that bit, but if he's missed it out completely and he's not going to visit it, then I'm afraid he's a tonge.
So there we go.
And then you lot can read the forum questions while I kind of sit here having a bit of a nap.
I don't think there are any.
There are, definitely, because that there Lone Steven said there was.
Well, I Skyped him 11 minutes ago and asked him if he's got the link to it, because I can't find him.
I've got it here somewhere. Give me a minute.
Episode 48. Hold on, that might be an old one.
You definitely...
Open, damn it. God, that forum is so shit.
Not the posts in it, of course.
Oh no, the posts in it are only about 80% shit.
There's a really good post about street art in there. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, there's a street art exhibition at the Ulster Museum.
The title for it is TSA Cast Questions, the real episode 48, and cheese for everyone except you.
So is it 48, not 49?
I don't know. I've lost track, to be honest.
Someone's going to need to clear it out for us. What is that in Gaming Banter, General Chat? Where am I looking here?
Gaming Banter. I'm not actually on this page. I'm just decoding the URL.
Oh, I found it.
Let me just link it to me.
No.
Link me to it.
Peter, link Kev to it.
Thanks.
So has Resident Evil 6 been officially unveiled yet? They said 10 o'clock, didn't they?
Yeah, I think, judging by Twitter, I think it has. Officially!
Hooray!
I think, a certain Mr. Cullen is all over Twitter with his booming.
I wouldn't say it's a boom, personally.
No, of course not. Well, I don't think he actually did. I think he's just saying that the PR's coming through.
More of a...
No, to be fair, he didn't say boom. He did not say boom.
Yes.
So, Solid Steven, Fallout 3 and New Vegas expert, Oblivion and soon-to-be Skyrim expert, boobs, in his own words, says, "It's a new year and it is a Monday. There was going to be a podcast last week, but Peter wasn't well and was drugged up to his tits, thus they cancelled it."
And then there was another
anyway,
one cancelled.
The person bribed by MS to badmouth Vita, even though it was an opinion piece, Chris, the man behind many voices and Drake lookalike slash stalker, Kev, the spabbage-loving film-watching and smoker, Lewis, it's not really a sentence, but, and the chief of TSA, as he was drugged off his tits, Peter, you're just repeating yourself now, Stephen. Also known as Bobby.
Also, Dan is here.
Yeah, Dan is here. So if you've got any questions, you can't ask him.
Send them into the past.
This is in the past. We'll,
if you have any questions for Dan, time travel, come back, post in the forum, done.
Cool. I'll look in the forum. I'll refresh in a sec, see if anyone did that.
Does anyone want to know what Resident Evil 6 is about?
Is it about zombies? Yeah,
sort of do. I'll get to them. Anyway, so he says, to those who have asked questions on a regular basis, you know the format. If you're new to asking them questions, all you need to do is pop a question or two in this thread. Remember, all questions in this thread are only to be answered by the TSA cast guys, as they hate
fascist.
The pre-owned questions industry and will sue you for it.
We will. I have legal team on standby.
Yeah, Dan is actually prepping the documents as we speak.
Peter, your legal team would just be Bobby.
I'm one of the few people I know that has a solicitor.
Get you.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Is it,
fancy man.
You need it, to be fair, more than most.
just quick question. Is it a good solicitor?
No, he's shit.
In fairness, you've had to, you've been sued a lot more than the rest of us, so. Requirement.
How
anyway,
often do you get
he's
sued?
Got a question for Bobby.
I've only actually successfully been sued once.
Successfully? What for?
Yeah. Well, I used to, whenever I worked in the nightclub, I used to get sued like every couple of weeks.
Were you a bit rough?
Well, not every couple of weeks, but every few months. No, just people would put claims in against the nightclub and they would cite me in their claims, so I would have to be.
Were you punching people in the face?
Yes.
That seems like reasonable grounds for suing, to be honest.
Looks like the PSN signature images are mostly down. It's getting a lot of broken image links.
Anyway.
Yeah, the things are updated.
So he says, we're still in Stephen's original post, of course, because he is anything but concise. This is a question to Bobby.
Bobby's a dog, can't answer questions.
I don't know if I got the pronunciation right, Stephen. You can have to correct me if I didn't. So what does Bobby think? Is he around?
He's sleeping.
Right, well, don't wake him. Not worth it. It's probably inane rubbish anyway. It's only Stephen.
Bobby.
What games are you personally looking forward to this year?
Mass Effect 3.
Ghost Recon.
Journey!
Yay! Journey! Seriously, I was so excited about Ghost Recon when we were doing the top 100. I there were other games I nearly bumped down off a 10. Not because I didn't feel they were worth a 10.
But just by contrast.
But just because I was like, well, that means I'm equivalently excited about this and Ghost Recon. And I'm not. Ghost Recon is sort of has moved into its
own
category.
Why are you so excited about Ghost Recon?
Of excitement. I'm more excited about Ghost Recon than I am about Halo 4.
Why? What's got you so feverish with anticipation?
Because it looks fucking awesome. And I've played it like 3 times now at different events, and it's ridiculously cool. That's why I'm cool. excited about it. Also, it's hard to be excited about Halo 4 because we know that there's a Halo 4 and that is about it.
Yeah.
And it's got Master Chief back.
And Cortana. And that's about it.
Grand Master Chief back in the house. Yo.
Lewis, what? Dan, what were you excited about? I didn't hear what you were excited about because I was talking about Ghost Recon so much.
Definitely Mass Effect 3. Definitely. Awesome. I've only just finished Mass Effect 2 after like 2 years.
Yeah, I only finished it like 3 months ago or something.
Yeah. Oh, I have the first Mass Effect. I should play that.
You should play the second Mass Effect.
I didn't. I skipped. I played the PS3 version of Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, but I don't have the second one. I only have the first one.
I really don't think you need to play the first one to enjoy the second one.
Well, I only got the first one because Blair sent it to me for free. Not even a promo copy of it.
Gameplay jump, though. I mean, the gameplay in the second one is just head and shoulders above the first one.
I know, but it's hard to play the second one given that I don't own it, so.
Well, Dabs will have
it. You can pick it up for like £12.
Also, Dabs does have all
That's
games.
That's almost as much as Soul Calibur.
That's true. Dabs does have all the games. That is true. Just all
so
of
sure
the games.
Just borrow it from his vast library, which runs into the fifth dimension. He asks a lot of more questions, but I'm not going to read them all. He's asking thoughts about the next box and the PS4 E3 rumours. Here's an interesting one. What do you think will happen to TSA this year? Stephen, it sounds like you know something we don't.
What will happen if you don't find the bombs I've plucked?
You have to keep TSA going above 60 miles an hour at all time.
I think either one or two things will happen. Either we will have our best year to date and hopefully, I don't think we'd win, but I'd hope to be nominated for a GMA again because that was quite nice. And we'll have a good time at events like EGX and possibly send someone to E3 and maybe even Gamescom, but that's looking a bit more shaky.
I predict a sellout.
I will burn out, go slightly insane, and quit. Which I don't know what the overall effect on the site would be, but that would just be me personally. So those are the two options I foresee.
I think TSA are going to be bought out by a big player in the game, you know, filled with advertising, lose touch with the community base, and eventually cause its own demise.
Have you been reading our business plan?
Xbox only.
Yep. Now he's concentrating on the Wii U.
Well, no, actually, we'll be PS3 only, but entirely funded by Microsoft.
and therefore never produce content.
No, we will.
Funded not to produce content.
No, we will produce content, lots of it. It'll just all be incredibly biased. Because, I mean, apparently I'm already being paid off, so...
That's true.
If I'm being paid.
No, you misread the memo. You're being laid off.
Oh, okay. I just wonder where my gold teeth
stop
are.
Stop frequenting these parts.
And when I've got gold teeth, then I'll worry.
I kind of made a bit of a resolution at New Year's. I never make New Year's resolutions, but, and then with not being well for the past few weeks, I kind of made a decision that this year with TSA, I'm not going to try too hard. Which sounds really, really stupid, but I kind of run myself into the ground with TSA. Mm. I do loads of stuff, and I always try and push really hard to make us as good as we can. And it's got to the point now where I think I'd kind of like to just enjoy it again. So I think what I would like to happen to TSA in the next year is for everyone to stop stressing about it.
Just chill out.
But I don't know how do I not stress about it?
Just occasionally write stuff and, you know.
Yeah, you write stuff when you want to write stuff and you do what you can do and what you want to do and you have a bit of fun with it. And if we get dickheads in the comments saying that we're biased and we're sellouts, and then we just ban them and fucking move on.
Done.
I'll just take my Porsche and drive away.
Yeah. All I want is some gold feet.
I don't think it's worth the worry, and I don't think it's worth the stress, and I don't think it's worth having people that know absolutely nothing about us or the subject that they're talking about criticizing us.
Oh, I don't actually worry about the comments at all. So, they don't stress me out at all.
Yeah, I think we should just do what we enjoy doing and have some fun with it. And I think that's why we got to where we are, and that's what people like.
Yeah.
And I think the rest of it's just stress for no reason.
Yeah, so. But I think that's kind of what we did last year. We stressed a little bit about silly things, but overall, we were just having a laugh.
Yeah,
Say that. No one saw you when we went to EGX.
I was going to say EGX was the exception to that.
We all had great fun.
Yeah. People who weren't me.
I couldn't stop laughing for 3 days.
People who weren't me or Josh had a brilliant time.
I think if we do EGX again this year, I think that I will enforce a rule that we only book appointments for like the Thursday and Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
And then for the weekend, we don't have appointments. We don't do work.
I will admit, to be fair, though, we did only book appointments for the Thursday and Friday, and then I booked more appointments at the show with just random people.
Yeah. Things got pushed and we ended up having
to. And then Alex said, oh, Chris, you need to take today off. By the way, I've booked in the interview in 5 minutes, which was interesting. But went surprisingly well. Now people have to guess which of the interviews it was.
No danger.
Oh, well.
Done. Game over.
Lewis.
All right. Judas Priest, the band, ask, can you resist the touch of evil? That was via Symposium. Can you resist the touch of evil? Probably not.
They couldn't. No, they couldn't.
They certainly couldn't. They couldn't resist the touch of spandex. How are they going to do with evil?
I can't remember what the next line of that song is. It's something about desire. Aroused by desire or something.
I've been called evil.
Nobody can resist your touch. We've tried. It just holds you down harder.
It's just... It's an inevitability.
So that's that question. Not really much that we can do with that.
It's just a bit creepy, to be honest.
Hazel asks, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yep.
Yes, I did. He was actually quite good at the Charleston.
Yeah. I just got a picture of the devil doing the Charleston.
Yeah, with me in the moonlight.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Just to go back to commenting on Mega Upload, Anonymous have already taken that Department of Justice's website.
Ah, there you go.
Which was pretty quick, even for them. I mean, that was fairly efficient.
Yeah.
So arousing me now with a sense of desire, possessing my soul till my body's on fire.
Ah, I see. That's the next line of the Touched by Evil song.
What is this? Never mind the Buzzcocks. All right. And finally, Death in Flames says, can I be on the show?
No.
No. Well, there you go. Lewis says no.
Sorry, mate.
And that's little known fact, Lewis actually pulls all the strings on the podcast.
Yeah. Big player in the TSA cast realm.
Yeah.
He also says, also, bums or boobs? Sorry, I read that wrong. Also, boobs or bums?
What I think about this.
of course you
are male.
And as I would consider Boris Johnson to be a boob and a bum to be a homeless person, I much prefer Boris Johnson to homeless people. Although I have known some quite nice homeless people in my time. But Boris Johnson is sort of endlessly entertaining. So there you are.
You've thought about that question way too much.
I'm not just going to sit here and objectify women in that way, Death in Flames. That's disgusting. You sicken me.
That's what he's got home for.
Boobs, though, probably. Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on.
Tell Kate.
tell her what?
Both.
She doesn't know.
Both. I'd be a bit concerned if one of them...
I'd prefer both
together.
Person to have both.
Well, not too close together.
Together?
Just a set of boobs and bums, and that's really it. Be hard to tell which side was which. All right, next. Yes.
No, that is it for the forum questions. So, pretty rife with intellectual debate this week. Scarily, the questions that were the deepest came from Stephen. So.
I hate to point out, you didn't read anything from a funny voice, which is a bit disappointing.
No, did you?
Well, I never do that, because I'm rubbish at it.
Well, I like to do the Twitter one.
My favourite bit was the bit about bombs. That was my favourite bit of the whole podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it then. See you next year. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, it's like a yearly special, like a big end of the year show. Only it's a big beginning of the year show.
Ooh.
Well, it's like 2.5 hours long, so it'll probably last people all year.
Pretty long.
Chris?
Oh, yeah. I was playing with the need when those pliers.
As you do.
This has been episode 48 or 49 of the Oscar Wikipedia podcast. I've been, as always, your host, as not always, as sometimes, your host, Chris Liskam. I've been enjoying this. Oh, I got a thing. What's it say? Kev linked me to something. I'm sorry, I've been interrupted now. Oh, it's a game. We have to decide whether it's a boob, a butt, or a shoulder. Interesting.
That's tomorrow sorted.
Probably not safe for work, that one.
I just imagine.
I don't have a job, so that's fine.
I just imagine Dan taking it really seriously, like a scientific study.
Mm.
Just days on end trying to determine it.
Oops.
Yeah. I've been, as mostly normally, your host, Chris Liskam. You can get me at twitter.com/howlpro. I have been joined this week by a ridiculous number of people. We've been joined this week by editor-in-chief of SixFactors.com and managing director of Oscar Mike Media and unofficial Irishman Peter Chapman. You can get at twitter.com/colossalblue. I have also been joined this week by a man who lives in Ireland, but not really. And editor-in-chief of screenname.com, Lewis Gaston. You can get twitter.com/LewisGaston. They've been joined as per normal by our third regular host, Kev Adsit. You can get twitter.com/ it's Cadders 400. Is it 400 or 4000?
No, it's Kevatron 400. What's wrong with you?
Kevatron 400. I'm tired. We've also been joined this week by guy who stuck it out for the whole cast and news editor over at SickFaxes.com.
Don't play up his bit. He spent most
Dan
of the time on Lee
at Twitter.com forward.
Yeah,
Dan
well
Lee.
Done, Dan, for sitting in silence
Dan
for
Lee 24.
To be fair, playing Wipeout for that long has got to be a commendation.
Yeah.
We've been also appearing earlier in the podcast was Scottish man and Scotsman and person who's slightly shorter than me. Blair Ingalls, you can get twitter.com/ my name is Blair. And even before that, we had the man who founded the sickfaxes.com and someone who has vaguely become Scottish, even though he's not actually Scottish, Alex Carroll. You can get at twitter.com/_nofi.
He slunk away silently like a ninja.
Yeah,
he also protects his tweets, so you probably can't get
him. Well, you can if you request to follow him and he says yes. You might say yes.
I protect my tweets too.
He might do.
Yeah.
The sentry gun.
You protect your tweets for a sentry gun. That seems a little ineffective, to be honest.
Conceptually quite different things.
That's it this week. You can join us next week for all your step-up related news and probably a few things about games, comics, and movies as well.
Great!
I wonder if they should make a step-up game. I would play that.
Bye.
Peter, if we ever get code for a step-up game, can I officially request that?
Yes, absolutely.
Else will play it.
No, as if it would go to anyone but you.
I'd have to buy a Kinect probably, but I'd buy it to play Step Up.
You make me sad on the inside.
How do you get sad on the outside?
And then crying?
If you keep talking about Step Up, we'll show you.
Yeah, but surely you get sad on the inside first, and then it comes to the outside.
Shut up, you!
I don't start crying, and then sadness works inwards. Yeah.
I'm not being funny, guys, but I think my back has actually fused.
All right, so we'll be back next week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.